Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of the Don't Know Jack podcast. We have a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Who's here today? We got Lucas here.
I'm here.
He is here.
Always here.
We got Emily making her podcasting debut.
I'm alive.
And we got our first guest. He drives a semi-truck for a living. I've known him for way too long. He's our resident idiot. It's Casey Weiss. Casey, welcome to the show.
Hi, honey. Thanks.
Casey, you guys will find out quick. Casey's one of the funniest people.
Well, I mean, I also thought he was about 37 and a half until like,
I did guess that you were like 30.
Yeah, until, you guys did.
What
yeah.
are you, 23, 24?
24.
He just turned 24.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm 22 tomorrow.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Lucas.
Can't wait. Yeah, you get to eat cake with
I
me
do.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm going to miss out on the cake.
Yeah, you're not in the class.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I'll join the class for tomorrow.
Yeah, Brian will probably show up. He's not in the class.
I told him to.
After acting class.
Oh, my God. Him in acting class. But he says he doesn't even do acting. Like, it's just,
just goes.
It's fundamentals of acting.
Brian will be on the show one day. I can't wait for that. He doesn't know it yet, but he'll be on the show.
Casey, you got to be here when Brian comes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's a degenerate gambler.
He isn't.
I've never met him, but I've made that, like, a goal to meet him.
We'll have him on here one day, and it'll be a lot of fun. Knowing Brian, it'll be over Zoom in the middle of the night one day, but we'll have him on here.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
Let me see if I can find a picture quick.
Yeah. All right, Casey, so you're a truck driver, correct?
I am.
Why did they let you drive a big rig? Because I've rode with you before.
They're desperate.
That is Brian.
Oh, that's Brian?
Yeah. Big old.
Have you ever seen the movie Us?
No.
There's like double of each person, and one of them wears all red.
Shohei Ohtani jersey.
It looks exactly like that.
Him in his Shohei Ohtani jersey he wore to cover up his red suit and then his white shirt.
That was ridiculous.
And his glasses are half broken. So, Brian, we love you.
We do. Brian's a funny guy. Hopefully one day we can get him on here before the semester's over.
You, Brian. We'll have a lot of fun down in the basement one day.
We are in the basement. That is where the studio is. We are in the basement here in Lindenwood. Casey.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been truck driving for?
About 3 years.
3 years? Why? How did you become a truck driver?
Well, I, you know, showed up one day and they're like, well, shit, I guess we're desperate. So here's a license. Here's a truck. Have at it.
Fair.
I meant more, why did you want to be a truck driver? But that works too. Why, most people, I remember you telling me you were 15, 16 years old. And you're like, I can't wait till I turn 21 so I can be a truck driver.
Yeah.
You're the only one in the world that I've ever met that wanted to be a truck driver when they were 15. Why?
Oh, I wanted it for a long time. And to be honest with you, I have no idea. But I know the reality of it later on. I went to college. Well, that sure didn't work out. And
he's a proud graduate of Dropout U. It's been 4 years since he dropped out.
Oh, yeah. Best decision ever to, you know, leave. And I don't know what's going with that. But, yeah, I don't know. A couple years later, worked some shitty jobs and turned 21. I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm going to be drive a truck, I guess. And, you know, best decision of my life so far.
I've also seen this guy drive on sidewalks.
That happens sometimes. Not in a semi. I mean, if you have to. I mean, but
if you have to.
Well, when you're making a turn, you got to jump up on the sidewalk sometimes. Yeah. It's just too big. No. But, I mean, he's talking about in my pickup truck. When I have every capability of driving on the road, I just choose the sidewalk instead.
You just got to hit a curb a little once in a while.
He knows where the sidewalk starts. And it'll go up on it starts in the driveway.
Wait, you ramp up?
Yeah.
In his neighborhood, they got the street and the sidewalk. There's no grass buffer in between the street and the sidewalk. It's just immediately sidewalk. So I just go up someone's driveway with one side.
It's
of
Scott's
truck.
Driveway. You go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Scott's
too.
Driveway. And I just drive half on the sidewalk, half on the road. So a trash can comes up and you just drop it back down.
Have you hit any trash cans ever?
In the semi, yeah. I've hit barrel cones. I've hit multiple things. Nothing that I shouldn't have hit, but no, I mean, I have hit a trailer twice, but that happens sometimes.
Jesus.
I feel like that comes with a job, though.
Oh,
just
my
hitting.
God, yeah.
Hitting well, anything.
Only hitting two things, like in just tiny little scratches backing up in 3 years, especially when you're brand new, that's actually pretty good, believe it or not. But if my first one was my second week out, I was like, oh, I got this. And I'm backing up at the yard and just rip all these lights off of different. I'm like, ah, crap. And then the other one was I was 2.5 years in, just started the job I'm at now, and I forgot how to back up because I used to do flatbed, and you didn't ever have to back up do it with a flatbed. And then I came back to pulling a dry van, which is the enclosed trailers, and you got to back up in tight spaces, and I forgot what I was doing. I'm like, criminy. So that happens sometimes, but... You know, I mean, live and learn and just don't do it again. Maybe
just don't do it again.
Well, yeah.
You've had some bad weather days, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Last night was the worst weather I've ever driven in after the Blues game with the hail.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad. I couldn't see 3 feet in front of me.
Yeah.
Is that pretty standard for truck driving, especially going through Chicago and places like that?
What, not being able to see?
Yeah.
For weather? I mean, it's just totally random. I mean, the Midwest and the spring, you're just going to have big old storms and shit that you drive through. In Michigan, this last fall, I drove through a storm and the truck about flipped over. The back end of the trailer lifted up and scooted about 3 feet while I was on the interstate when a big old gust hit me. That kind of scared the crap out of me. So, but I mean, it's just, you know, so shit happens. The worst of it all is ice and snow. That's where it's really not fun.
All right, cool.
Shit.
We're still learning. It's our first episode with the new producer. We're trying things out.
We're trying to edit some shit out. Actually, when I say we, I mean they, because I'm leaving immediately after.
Producer fell asleep over there.
Yeah, producer Lucas all of a sudden.
Somebody's low. I can't tell who it is, but somebody's low. Oh, well. We'll figure it out as we go. Lucas, sit right there so I can see.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I don't know who.
We're going to edit this out.
Oh, no, absolutely. We're not.
Jack. Of course. Actually, I don't know.
Why would we edit it out? Nothing to edit out.
Because who wants to sit here and listen to us look at a computer screen?
Yeah, that they cannot see.
Right.
So we're looking at the monitor to see who's peeking or not, checking the audio, because we're still learning how to do this. We don't know what exactly to put the audio at. I can tell my audio is good.
I don't know who the low one is. It might be me.
I think it is you.
Yeah.
Is it you?
Probably better.
Or is it
this going up? Is it the big bar moved at the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm making sure I'm looking at the right thing.
You don't want it to be red, though. If it's red, it's too loud. Like, I'm right in the yellow, happen. You can see. That's where we want it.
I think it's always louder than you think it is. Josh says, like, sometimes it's...
Well, when Alex did it, when he was here...
Well, he was peaking the whole time.
He was the whole time.
And we turned him so far down.
And he was still loud. He knows what he's doing.
Alex Ferrario?
Yeah.
Well, he's on the radio.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Everyone in radio is loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's really loud.
You have to be.
But he was great.
Well, I know what you can do, too. You can talk loud and then edit it later, too, and make it kind of sound better.
Well, we don't...
Unless
what are you doing in my headphones?
What do you mean?
Shit.
Are you trying to fix it so it's not one out?
No. Oh, wait, I put it that way on purpose.
Okay. All right, back to truck driving.
Oh, no good.
Where do you drive to?
Currently, about a 600-mile radius of St. Louis. I used to do all 48 states. And
all 48?
All 48.
That you can drive to?
Well, yeah. I mean,
you can drive to Alaska.
You can drive to Alaska. I've been there. I never drove there.
It would take a while.
Yeah,
no, you got to go all the way through Canada.
I take about, I don't know, 5-ish days on a good week to get up there.
Of just straight through 12-hour day driving?
Roughly. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's a two-day break.
It depends where you go from. If you're starting to Seattle, I mean, you're a hell of a lot closer than if you're starting, like, Tampa or something.
Right.
So, I mean, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I used to do all 48, about lost my mind, and stopped doing that. I mean, it was fun. I had the time of my absolute life doing it, but you either choose between a life on the road or a life at home. And I was like, I'd rather go home a little bit more now.
And he missed me so much.
Oh, so
he
desperately
decided
much.
To come home to Jack.
Yeah, the Jack, my one true love.
Yep.
Wow, you're such a... Anyway.
Well, I didn't see you for the better part of 4 years.
It was a nice 4 years.
You love me. Now I see him 2 to 3 days a week.
It happens sometimes.
This is to say, I see him tomorrow, day two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you didn't come out last week, so.
Yeah, so you take a week off once in a while. I think I've been working at the Dallas terminal here and there for a while, so those will be 2 week periods I won't see you.
Oh, man.
Or anybody I know.
What am I going to do?
That's okay. I'll be your fill in because I mean, you'll see me 5 days a week.
Great.
Next week, or next semester.
That's what I need is more of you.
Yeah, you see me a lot.
I know. I see you more than I see anybody.
Every Thursday, I'll be down in the studio.
Yeah, he was like, he deals with me more than he deals with his family. That's what you told me.
Oh, I seriously see him more than I see my mom.
Yeah, because I mean, I come down there. And
the only people I see more than him is like Fritz.
Oh, jeez. That talks about his bar attendance. It's pretty good. It's usually 7 out of 7.
No, it's not. It's 5 out of 7 at the most.
Yeah, it's about 5. That's average.
No.
About 5 to 7 out of 7.
What? It's usually 2 to 3.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean,
it's usually Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday.
There you go.
Sometimes Monday, sometimes Friday, sometimes Thursday.
That happens sometimes.
Sometimes Sunday. Meaning what?
Occasionally.
Well, what's that mean?
Depends on who's working.
Oh, okay. Well,
or if somebody texts me, hey, come hang out.
Hmm?
I don't drink when I'm there.
No, he doesn't.
He sits at the damn bar and drinks water all day long.
Or
lemonade. I was going to say, bad. Or lemonade. So much better.
I'm going to be diabetic all the lemonade they have.
Every time I see Jack or talk to Jack, he's always like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the bar after this.
Oh, two times you've met me.
He's like, you'll never guess what happened at JP's.
Something happens every time we're there.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were an alcoholic
the first time I met you.
And you were like, oh, I don't drink.
So, like, you just go there and usually socialize and people watch.
Yeah.
He drinks when other people buy him stuff. Like, sure. I mean, we've got that. You all know his name, Sloppy, right?
We've heard about that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a little fun to go in there and be like, hey, we'll buy you some shots.
Hey, if anybody listening wants to buy me some drinks, I'm happy to take them.
Yeah. And we get some Sloppy pretty quickly. It was pretty nice. Ashley's bonfire was a lot of fun. God. You want to talk about that? Well, we'll get some perspective on that.
I don't remember much of it.
Well, nor do I.
I know you fell out of the hammock and threw up on yourself.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes.
That's about all I remember of it. I know I put my drink in the cheese.
There's a lot, for reference, a lot of fire.
I don't know what that means.
Lucas and I just lifted each other. What did you say?
I put my can in the cheese.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, in the cheese? What does that mean?
There was a jar of queso dip.
I thought it was in his chair. And it wasn't. It was in my chair. And the cup holder on the chair.
Okay.
And there was the jar fit perfectly in there. We were able to eat cheese all night. Somebody thought I was eating mayonnaise.
Ew.
But I put it in my cup holder and didn't know it. And I took a sip of the drink and I put it back in the jar, in the cup holder.
It was just cheese.
And I didn't know I did anything. And I pull it out. It's dark. I take a sip of it. I touch the bottom of it. My hands got cheese on it. I was like, what the hell? How did that happen? And then I look at the thing and I was told that I played with the can afterwards with the cheese on it.
You better have licked it up.
That cheese was hot.
Yeah, it was great.
That cheese was really hot.
I brought it thinking you weren't going to eat it. Then you did anyway. Damn, I have to share my damn cheese.
I think I paid for it, didn't I?
I don't know. I never found that. It was $20.
You never found that?
Hell no,
I gave it to you.
I'm not sure about that, but we won't get into that on the podcast.
I gave it to him. On record, I gave it to him.
On what record? Your record? on my record, you didn't.
On your record, you lost it.
Maybe, I don't know.
Now, was it the best idea to hand you money when you were that drunk? No.
Bullshit face? Yeah, probably not.
But, you know, we live and we learn.
Turns out a half a handle of Fireball just straight out of the thing doesn't go so well.
No.
You don't remember much after that, so.
No, it did not.
I'll have to look at how many ounces that was. I mean, it's one of those about, you know.
It's a handle bottle.
6 inches across, and yeah, I mean, it's already halfway down from New Year's, and then I just got down to about that. And
oh, New Year's.
Cut me off.
Oh my God, New Year's, you were so...
I was worse than Ashley's, way worse.
New Year's, you tied a balloon to your hat and ran around the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then shot off fireworks at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. your parents did a bunch of beers in the John boat the next day or tried breaking the table.
If anybody wants a free boat, hit up Casey.
It's a piece of crap. It doesn't run. It may or may not sink. And it's not legal, but it's yours if you want it.
Oh, wait, what do you mean it's not legal?
I don't have titles for it, so I was supposed to, and then the guy never got them to me, and then I just haven't talked to him since. I mean, I'm like, well, whatever, it's kind of a piece of crap anyway. And I thought about lighting it on fire and just pushing it in the river and see what happened, but
now that's illegal.
Slightly, yes. Yes.
Well, it depends on where, but yeah.
It's Missouri, I mean, you're fine.
Yeah, if you go into backwoods and stuff, go take down on a Merrimack or something.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want on the Merrimack.
I wouldn't actually do that because if it didn't have a motor in it, I'd consider it. But
why did you guys shoot off fireworks at 9:15 that night?
I don't know. It's Brendan's fireworks, and he was good at the leave, and I was about blacked out at that point anyway. So I mean,
this was nine. We started at 8:00. He was blacked out at 9:15.
I started at like 6:00. So in my defense,
didn't Dawson almost burn down the house with the doorbell?
No, kind of. No, not really.
Tell that story.
My mom thought it was. So Dawson shows up. One of my buddies shows up to New Year's, and he starts just ringing the doorbell over and over because why not, you know?
He's part of the family there. So.
Yeah, yeah. And then apparently on the last one, the doorbell stuck. but it didn't make any noise. It just stuck halfway in. And so there, you got this like a box in your house up on the wall. That's what makes a doorbell noise. And apparently it was buzzing, but we can't really hear it. You know, it's not that loud. We're all in the basement, and I hear.
You were in the basement.
Well, yeah, me, Dawson, and Amber were all in the
basement. Dawson wasn't even there yet. He was ringing the bell.
No. This happened we were all inside already. It took about 15 minutes for it.
I got there 2 minutes after they fixed it.
Do what?
I got there.
Oh yeah. Well, you were probably trying to ring the doorbell, and it just wasn't working because it was still stuck.
I was banging on it.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
And it was locked for some reason.
Yeah. Well, actually, that door is wonderful because if you don't lock it and the wind blows, it just opens right up. So. You know, a little tip for you. But, anyway, so I hear my mom going, Tom, just running across the house. So she's like, the house is on fire. And we're like, what are you talking about? And we come running up. We're like, whoa, what's going on? She's like, I smell it. It smells like something's burning. And I'm like, well, do you see smoke? And she's like, no. And she's like, it's coming through this wall. She said, there's got to be something there. And I used to do HVAC. I helped install the system for the house. I'm like, there's nothing in this wall that should catch on fire. I put my hand on it. I'm like, it's not even warm. And I look up, see the thing. I just smack the wall with my fist. And it goes ding, and it stops. I was like, fixed.
Fixed.
So I just kind of looked because they were both my parents were just screaming at each other, blaming each other. Blah,
Father
blah.
Tom was
you're not
bad,
really
huh?
doing anything useful about it, just kind of just running around screaming. It's like, hey, let's stop and think for a second.
I can
here.
Totally see
no
your mom
smoke,
doing that too.
No heat. I hear it buzzing. Let's think this out for a second.
And he's the dumb one, too.
I am, you know. I was pretty proud of myself. I'm not going to lie.
Your mom was a teacher, wasn't she? And your dad was an HVAC company owner?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty smart people. Yeah, and then there's you.
Yeah, and then I popped out. And they didn't have another kid because, like, well, God dang, I guess he was freaking enough. I mean, can't handle two of these jackasses. So.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, I can see your parents do that, Father Tom, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, it's especially my dad's very much known for just going 0 to 100 and just not really thinking it through first sometimes. But
I'm still surprised he thinks it's funny we call him Father Tom.
Yeah, I didn't know how he was going to take that. My mom and I say so much stupid shit around the house that I think he's just immune to anything at this point.
I started calling his dad Father Tom just to be annoying because he didn't like it at first. He goes, why are you making my dad like a priest? I was like, I don't know. So I kept doing it, and then he started doing it, and now he's Father Tom.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks it's funny.
Good. I like it now.
It's funny. So what's the wildest thing you've seen truck driving?
Give me a category on that one, because we got we want to talk about,
I don't know,
scary shit or funny shit or like.
I want to
oddball.
Actually, I want to start with a scary.
Scary stuff. One?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to edit some blank space out because you got to give me a second to think about this one.
So we'll keep talking. You think we're gonna keep talking?
I got a lot, but like they're all just kind of. Middle, but I know there were some, but you see so much shit that after a while you just start forgetting everything. So it's like it all comes back, but like something's got to remind you of it.
Yeah,
they try to come up with it, it's like,
well, you think of this, Casey's trucker. They all have nicknames. We're only gonna go over yours because the other ones we don't need to go over.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We don't have to get backstories.
Okay, we can go over. Casey's name is Twitch because
I got the old Tourette's,
so they call him Twitch.
Yeah.
And then our buddy Jeff, they call him Sunshine.
Yeah, we got shit fingers. We're not going to put names behind anyone else, but.
Well, Sunshine's okay.
Well, yeah, Sunshine's fine, but the rest of them.
Yeah.
We got shit fingers, and we got.
Butt plugs.
We got Cable Guy, and got Florida Man.
I haven't heard about those two yet.
I don't know them.
There's not as many stories on them, so.
You got.
They both live in Florida, those
Skid
two.
Mark.
Yeah, Skidmark, yeah.
Those are the good ones.
Top of my head, that's all I got right now.
Yeah, those are the
good
ones.
Oh, we had Super Trucker Dick for a while, STD. But I haven't really talked to him, but you know. Yeah. That's about that on the names and whatnot. And there's all reasons behind those names and stuff, but I said
we'll tell you those off air.
Yeah, I go into them and whatnot.
You both have heard it before.
Yeah. I know one of them.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of. Yeah. You've heard the story before.
Yeah.
We can't tell them the rest of them on air. This is somewhat of a PG-13 show.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, for me, though, thinking back, I got a couple ideas in the scary realm.
All right, what are we thinking?
Most, I mean, I'd say the large majority of some of them are, like, based around people. I mean, just crackheads in the truck stops. That's obviously just kind of a, the first few kind of frighten you. Getting in confrontations with either other drivers or random people on the road, trying to get out and fight your shit. I mean, one guy, we were going to beat the shit out of each other at the fuel island one day. But I'm getting out of my truck, and I'm like, if he comes at me, like, he's got every advantage on me right now. Like, shit, so you just fights and shit like that. Now, weather is a big one. I mean, you're driving through ice and snow, and you start just sliding, and it's like, oh, God. And you don't go change your pants when you get done. yeah, just, you know, just shit like that. Just shit you'll see in the middle of the night, this unexplainable crap. I mean, some of it's explainable, but it's kind of like, how many drugs were you on to be standing there? Like, there's a lady in East St. Louis in the middle of a rainstorm on the side of the highway just standing there. Just blank face. I actually couldn't barely even see her face, but you could tell it was blank, just staring at traffic.
Where was this?
East St. Louis. Oh. There was that.
That was just another crackhead.
I think so, yeah. It's just kind of it just kind of freaks you out, though. Georgia, there was one time I was going down. I mean, this was late at night, one of those like 2, 3 a.m. kind of things. I'm the only person out there. And this happened like two, like there's, I'm dead anyway. And I'm just driving along, and I'm in the right lane, and here's this guy just walking in the left lane, like in the middle of the night. It's like, Jesus, dude, middle of nowhere, nothing around. It's like, where did you come from? Or people just like standing on the shoulder looking at you in the middle of the night. It's kind of weird sometimes. It's like, you know, something you think is paranormal, something it's like, okay, what could be real? Just like, just on a lot of drugs or something happened to you to be out here now in this place. It's like, yeah, just some weird stuff like that, but I mean, eventually you just kind of get used to seeing things, and I'll just like, ah, there's another one, you know.
Do you all believe in paranormal stuff?
I mean, not really, no. I want to, but I don't.
Emily?
Kind of. Like, I know, like, you say there's stuff in the, like, studio.
There's what? That,
like, you see people walking in the studio, like,
yeah, when you're you in have
there,
said that
oh, all the time. Know. There's shadows that walk by there all the time. And it's usually people just down the hallway.
Okay, well, you tricked me into thinking this was haunted here.
Oh, did I? Well, yeah.
But, you know.
I didn't know I did that.
Isn't the library that they shut down here haunted, the one that's right over there?
That?
I don't know. And, well, somebody got killed in the lake.
Yeah.
That was, like,
100 years ago.
A long
time. Yeah. Well, there is a graveyard here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was.
I was walking with Jude out there one night.
Yeah.
Playing that song.
Yeah. Horse Cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song.
There is no cock like horse cock. Timestamp that. Asshole in the shack.
Timestamp that. We
can't. Nope, leave it how it is.
No, but like, I think the old library. The old library and Sibley are haunted. Like, there's probably, like, a church. Mm-hmm. In the basement of Sibley.
Sibley's
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. I'm like 95% sure.
Sibley's the worst building in on campus, too.
I've never been in it.
It's terrible.
Dude, our laundry room flooded yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You're in Guffey.
Guffey, yeah.
Yeah.
It flooded.
Really?
Apparently, like, water started gushing through the roof from the rain yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the laundry room upstairs?
It's ground level, so it's in the basement, but it's so that's why it was leaking through there.
Dang, that's crazy.
And I didn't have anything in.
They were like they were telling people to like get out of there, and they had to unplug everything, and they were trying to fix it. I don't know if they did. I haven't gone in there.
Was it that bad? Rain that bad here?
No, it's rained way worse here. I don't know why it started leaking.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yesterday was bad. Driving home,
it was fine here. It really wasn't that bad here.
No, I'm
From the game, you mean? Oh, it wasn't that bad.
You were cracking everybody up. Casey drove the drunk bus home from the Blues game last night, and it was an adventure.
It was a good game. You should go to more.
You gonna buy the tickets?
Yeah. Blues tickets are expensive.
I know. Well, this was free. This was in a suite, too.
Well, when y'all,
$13 for a beer.
Yeah, that's about normal now, buddy.
That much?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Wait till you go to the card. Yeah. Oh, wait, you can't drink at the alcohol or at the alcohol game at the card. At the Cardinal game. But it's about that. Yeah.
It's crazy. A twisted, a tall boy, a twisted tea was $15, I think.
Yeah, I think like a hot dog and a drink even at the Cardinal game is like $16 or $17.50.
Well, I think they allow you to bring in food now.
At Busch, they do.
It's very specific, though.
Yeah.
Very specific stuff.
We used to bring coolers with turkey sandwiches.
You can bring coolers. Yeah, you can bring coolers. It has to be. You can bring like, but it has to be like styrofoam coolers.
No, we used to bring like over the shoulder coolers.
Yeah, and then if it's bags now, you have to. It's clear bags only, unless it's like a diaper bag.
Yeah, I think it has to be like a certain size. If yep. it's
they not didn't even clear. Check. We just walked in yesterday.
Oh yeah, no, dude, they don't. No, I'm telling you, the metal detectors are all they have to check people now. They don't do anything.
It's great.
You literally, yeah. It's the same way at Busch Stadium. You walk right in at the gate.
You don't have to take your keys out anymore.
Nope.
You it's great.
Just imagine how many shooters you could like put in a booth.
Yeah. They don't care. They don't care. I got
how much fireball can you put in your
oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, they don't care. They really don't. It's kind of sad, but then again, I mean, realistically.
Why didn't we think of that last night?
I thought about it when I got home, and I was like, damn it.
Sports bring people together, so yeah. I don't think they really expect much of. But, I mean, you hear the horror stories, but.
Yeah,
of the shootings.
Lady
and stuff.
In Chicago that brought a gun in. Yeah. She was so fat, she put it under her stomach fat, and then bent and it, over and shot somebody.
What?
What?
It's the South Side.
What are you talking about? I've never heard this.
This is a true. Well, somebody look it up. It's a. True I'll look thing. It up.
She. So you're telling me she put her gun in her fat,
yeah.
And she, because it was in her fat, she bent over and she just shot someone. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
How'd she not shoot herself?
Yeah, she didn't shoot herself. Stomach?
She got shot in the leg and shot somebody okay. else.
A leg? For like just ripped her stomach apart or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know how it happened.
I mean, stomach out there. Just
this was in Chicago?
Bad. Yeah, Southside.
What should I even type in? Damn. Chicago stomach.
Person gets shot at White Sox game.
Okay.
Chicago stomach shooting.
That should be a story for news class tomorrow. Imagine Brian that story.
I feel like that would be a good one to do, though.
My story tomorrow is about how it's easier to sell alcohol in Missouri now.
Was it? Can my story be about how underdog fantasy sports betting is legal here now?
Could be next week, yeah. No, so let Brian do that.
When did it happen?
Last year.
Around September?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's like four different stories on it. So let me see.
Yeah, it happened last year.
Media release to the White Sox. They were just in the outfield. When you told me about it, I was like imagining them like in the stadium, like the concourse.
No, they were in the seats.
Bro, how?
Just sit down and come in. Oh, let's enjoy a boom.
Yeah.
That chair bounced like a foot when you sat down.
That's what the trucking will do to you.
Please don't break these chairs.
I don't go here. Kidding.
We do.
I'm kidding. I'm going.
If we break it, we won't get another one.
No.
No, we won't. We need another one. So, all right, while he looks this up, let's go back to trucking.
Wonderful.
Funny stories.
Funny stories.
Because of.
Oh. I'd say 90% of those are just being on the phone with truckers, but I mean, I really can't bring those into public hearing.
I was going to say, most of the funny stuff he probably can't talk about.
Yeah, that's stuff.
Have you ever had a lot lizard knock on your window?
No, I've seen them though.
Are they?
They have not
cracked out of their
Sunshine
mind.
Sunshine got a knock one on his
yeah,
first or second night out on his own. He left his lot lizard call sign on, which is your parking lights, which I leave mine on, but like not near like cities.
I didn't know that's how you attract them.
I didn't either.
You guys all know what a lot lizard is, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
So, actually, you should. Casey, you should describe what a lot lizard is.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Keep it PG.
13.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. And Jack would call us coworkers.
I would call you coworkers.
I would disagree with this.
Actually, hold on. We'll have a Twitter page sooner or later. It'll be linked in the bio. Send us a message on Twitter telling us what you think. Are lot lizards and truck drivers coworkers, or do they work
together?
They like coincide.
Yeah, I will. Once this episode comes up, there'll be a Twitter page. Okay. The link will be in the bio.
You're going to have two options. It's either beneficial industries or coworkers. Those are your two options for
You can do polls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, there'll be a poll. There'll be a poll on the Twitter page, maybe if we have one by then. But it should be linked in the bio.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but to describe what one is for anyone, they're the wonderful ladies of the evening for you. You know, if you want to say that, you're getting a little sad and horny while you're out on the road, and you just need some good... Some nice human touch and whatnot. I mean, you know, you got those long days and nights. You just either go out the window and go, here, lizard, lizard. Or you get on your phone, and you know, next thing you know, I mean, $200 out of your pocket, and you had a good night. I mean, so.
And you got to get tested the next day.
Yeah, quite possibly. The good ones will have papers, I think, but.
What?
They got papers. You get, like in Nevada, where prostitution is still legal, they have to get tested every 30 days. And they have to have papers with them at all times.
they carry their paperwork around.
Yeah, because in Nevada,
Jack
mainly.
Almost ate shit. he almost fell out of the chair.
I was trying to get up. I was like way low.
Yeah, you're low and lean back.
I was low down, lean back. The microphone was right
you're
on
sitting
me.
How I drive, like I'm in the hood. I mean, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you all know what I mean. All the way down, back, lean back, like this, like, you know. I mean. But, yeah, I mean, in Nevada, I mean, for Vegas mainly, I mean, prostitution is still legal. All Nevada's got is sand, heat, and gambling, and prostitutes. So,
and cocaine.
I mean, and cocaine, you know other fun things that a lot of the country doesn't like. So, but, yeah, no, out there, apparently they have to get tested every 30 days. To my understanding, they do.
Sounds about right.
Yes, I haven't gone and tested it.
Keep the streets clean, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Stay safe, everyone. Get tested.
Tarp it up before you put her in. Wrap your willy before you get silly. Whatever little saying you need to have to remind yourself to just not get
what
STD.
What was the first one you said?
Tarp it up before you put it in.
You just make that up?
No, someone was saying that the other day. I can't remember who or where or anything.
Jesus.
So we have so many terrible conversations on the phone, and they just last all day long. Just forget.
That's why you don't ever answer my calls anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was talking to shit fingers for 6 hours the other day because we had nothing better to do. We're just driving along in cornfields. I mean.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You used to see the world when you were.
Oh, I used to see mountains and the ocean and lakes and rivers, and now I look at damn corn all day. I stay in the Midwest. So you can imagine how beautiful that is. Once in a while, I get honored to go to Tennessee, a state I used to hate, and now it's like, oh, my God, it's so pretty here.
Occasionally, you get to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's still cornfield. Well, if you get off the interstate, it's nicer, but I don't get off the interstate here. So, I mean, I wish I could, but none of our shit's out of the way like that.
Yeah. How about Milwaukee? You ever go to Milwaukee?
Oh, they make Chirac. Oh, can I say that?
You just did.
Well, we can cut shit out. Am I allowed to say that for the future?
I don't know.
Chirac is Chicago, for anyone wondering. They got that name because Chicago's murder rate was higher than Iraq's one year, and so they got it. So that's when they got the name. So, and they got horrible drivers there. And Milwaukee.
Well, it's like Charlie Barron's on YouTube calls him, what do they call him?
Well, he calls them good. Oh, Chicago drivers? Yeah. Well, here's the fun part. Milwaukee drivers make Chicago drivers look like saints. Milwaukee is the worst, god-awful, most aggressive, dumb motherfuckers. Oh, my God. Beautiful city. I just drove through downtown the first time, like, a week ago. Beautiful city. It was phenomenal. You couldn't look at the city for in 3 seconds before someone cuts you off. Like, come on, but gosh, shit.
What is the Charlie guy on YouTube called Chicago Midwest drivers? Fibs or something?
Oh, Illinois people are fibs. Fucking Illinois bastards. No, wait, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Fib.
That's right.
Yeah, fucking Illinois bastards. Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I started listening to that.
He's right. Those videos are so funny.
Those are great.
You guys seen him before?
No.
Midwest stuff. It's like the Midwest goodbye.
It's beautiful.
I never realized how much of the Midwest goodbye
is crazy.
It takes me sometimes over an hour to leave JP's.
Oh, easily.
Well, how long was I earlier?
What?
How long was I earlier? Because I told you I was going to leave in 10 minutes. How long was it actually?
About an hour. You got here about 3.
When did I tell you that?
2:25.
25?
2:30, 2:25.
Okay, so my 10 minutes turned into 30? Okay.
I mean, I figured you had to walk here, too.
Well, I was in the Lark.
That's a long walk.
To Spelman?
Yeah.
The Lark to Spelman
5-minute walk.
Is 2 minutes.
You run.
I can get from one side of the campus to the other in 6-7 minutes.
That's not bad.
Somebody told me to walk from Jay Shy to McClure.
I'd done that before.
And I said, no, I'm not doing that.
Not today. It's too windy.
Not on a time crunch, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, no.
I've done it.
Would I walked. Drive or what?
I drive everywhere around here.
At SEMO, we walked everywhere mainly because we're like the dorms are here and all your classes are here and your car's way the fuck over here. It's like, well, I guess. Oh yeah, counting. Oh yeah, we're doing a count on how many times we say fuck throughout this podcast.
We're at 5, baby.
We're gonna give the number out there. I've been doing pretty good though.
Should we take bets on how many?
No, that's Brian's job.
He can control it.
That is true. Yeah,
and he's gonna make sure I lose.
I think you're the only one that has to say it so far.
Yeah, he is.
No one else has.
I don't really.
I'm trying to not say it right now.
Do what?
I'm trying not to say it right now.
It happens sometimes.
Pretty standard.
Just put a little quacking noise over it.
No, it's too much work.
Okay, well, once you get the rest edited, I'll do it.
You don't know how to do that. You know how to edit?
No. But I'll figure it out.
Do you?
We will pay you 13 cents to edit an episode.
They get 14 and a hot dog and whatever. Deal. Okay. Not wait, the whole thing or just the quacks?
The whole thing.
Oh, no, never mind.
Okay, this is going to take 30 seconds to edit. I'm going to cut the beginning, cut the end, and upload
it. Cut some of the shit we said in the middle out.
There's like one blank thing.
Space. That's all fine.
And the thing you told him to bookmark. Yeah,
I have it. I have the time down.
I don't remember that.
And probably this right here that we're doing currently.
No, this is fine. It adds character to it.
Off the Hinges first episode.
Yeah,
can we talk about food?
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This segment, I have a name for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's such a good name. Whoever
Taste
came up with
Taste of the 314.
Taste of the 314.
Let me give credit.
I like it.
Let me see who gave me that name.
St. Louis has got some good food.
And I will tell you who we can credit for that.
You want to tell everybody the logo?
The logo is not the permanent logo. Right now it's gooey butter cookies because of this segment.
Gooey butter cookies.
Let's see.
Honestly, I love it. I think we should keep it.
Thank you, Danny Hinkamp, for the name.
Danny
will be on the show one day.
Shout out to Danny.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. We'll be on the show eventually. I don't know when, but it'll be on the show. He gave his name Taste 314. So we're going to start with food hot takes. I'm going to go first because I said something.
Does it have to be St. Louis food? Or can it literally be?
Let's start with St. Louis.
Okay.
And then we'll work our way
unless
up.
You got something else that's something, you know.
I mean, my hot takes are insane. You know already.
No, I don't.
The food I don't like?
You don't like anything.
Well, look at me.
I'll
that's
start, though,
story.
Because I said something and walked out the door, and they tried to lock me out when I said it.
Oh yeah, you're.
I hate peanut butter.
I'm gonna rip you apart for two things for the rest of your life.
I hate peanut butter.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
Okay.
The taste,
the texture, the smell, the look, all of it. Anything with peanut butter makes me want to throw up. What?
Peanut butter.
Ooh, I'm just listening.
Okay, here I have something. I like creamy peanut butter, but the chunky peanut butter sucks.
Okay, I agree with that. I do not want chunks in my peanut butter.
But like,
that ruins
it. It's kind of like mashed potatoes. I like them creamy. I don't like them chunky.
I like the crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah. You do?
Oh, yeah.
Crunchy peanut butter.
I'll eat anything, though. I will, yeah. You see me?
That's what I just said. You said I don't like anything. And I'm like, look at me.
Yeah. I'm picky, but I'll eat. I can eat. You saw that
we
last
know somebody
night.
Else that's
I can
yeah.
eat
picky.
No, we don't need to talk about him.
That compressed us all.
Last night at the Blues game, we went out to dinner with my work first, and I had a bacon mac and cheese burger. Fries, a fried Twinkie, and a scoop of ice cream.
How was the fried Twinkie, by the way?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So I had all that at about, what was that, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, but by end of about 5.
We go downtown.
Did you get there late? What? Like you thought you were going to?
Not really. We were the last one there, one of the last ones there, but we weren't late or anything. No, they hadn't even ordered yet. So that I had that, and then we get downtown at the game. I got a bag of popcorn and a hoop tea. The hoop tea was all right. Not my favorite. I like Twisted better. Shout out Twisted Tea.
I like Twisted Tea.
Sponsor us, Twisted Tea.
Yeah. We're big on a university campus, please.
You can listen to us just get more and more drunk throughout the podcast if you sponsor us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll start out sober and we'll see where we get by the end.
True.
The end and no one's going to talk.
So
Everyone's
going to be. So I ate the popcorn. I ate the whole bag. Then I ate most of that bag. I didn't eat it all, but
three
I ate
quarters of it about.
More than that.
Okay. Yeah,
did you get one of the big ones?
No,
I get the $6 bag.
It's about 4 or 5 inches across.
Oh, it was a lot of popcorn. I ate that before the game even started. Once he finished his first beer, I went and got nachos. Those didn't even make it back up to the seats.
No.
I ate those while I was walking.
You ate your
$17
nachos.
We also made like 6 stops.
We did make a lot of stops.
I got a beer, then you got nachos, and someone else got something else. And
somebody else got something else.
All from different places.
And then somebody got a pretzel, and then it was the whole thing. Dude. And then I ate my boss's popcorn. Thank you, Melissa. I ate her popcorn, and she didn't want. And then we stopped at Taco Bell on the way home.
You were like, nothing says a, what'd you say? Nothing says a rainstorm like Taco Bell.
Josh said that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ate a lot yesterday, and I spent probably $60 yesterday. And the nachos were kind of pathetic, weren't they?
I had one. What do you mean?
What do you mean you had one? I didn't give you any of those.
Well, I stole one when he told me to hold it. I said,
why did I tell you to hold it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you like them? Something? Or were they just chips and cheese?
They were just chips and cheese.
That's so lame. Dude,
I asked the nice lady at Enterprise, I said, should I get a hot dog or nachos?
They don't give a damn.
Whichever. Well, she was so nice.
Yeah.
She said, whichever one you want. And I said, well, I like hot dogs some days and I don't other days. And I'd rather not find out after spending $8 on a hot dog. So give me some nachos.
Dude, the nachos at the Cardinal game are great.
They're awesome. They're cheap.
The ones, so there's
for baseball stadium, they're like $9.
Well, are you talking about just like the chips and, oh, you're talking about the loaded ones. Yeah. So there's I don't know what it's called at Busch Stadium, but it's like when you walk in on the third base side, the first concession stand there, they give you like a base of nachos. Like it's a base full of nachos and get to, you can choose whatever meat you want on it and you can get double meat for like $3 extra.
How much is it?
That's what I was going to get to. And then you can put what you can put whatever toppings you want on it. Literally anything. They have a bar you can go to yourself and put whatever you want on it. $14.
That's not bad.
Wow, no, it's very
bad. That's pretty standard.
For the game, that
JP's nachos cost 18.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, even for restaurants, that's not bad.
Yeah. Really. And they're very
especially good. Especially if it's good size.
I mean, I couldn't even finish it.
Yeah, the brisket nachos are $18. So.
I know, yeah.
You
yeah,
get I think them a lot.
I think I got like pulled pork. Nice. I got like double pulled pork on my barbecue pulled pork on mine. So and you can put.
Can we get pulled pork on the way home?
What?
You love pulled pork, don't you?
I do love pulled pork.
We're going to the bar. No. Oh, yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow. I forgot about that.
No, you
that.
Don't.
Yeah, I do.
You got called in?
Well, for meetings or something.
What time?
10.
Yeah, live.
Yeah, I could be hungover for that. You never know.
Well, you don't have to drink 12 beers.
I could also go pass out in the semi tonight.
That's not fun.
Well, I mean,
we're not far from
JP is just down to St. Louis, pass fine, yeah. out there and get well, up at 9:59.
I gotta be here at 9 tomorrow.
My ass inside. I sleep on property.
I gotta be here at 9 tomorrow. It's farther than.
What do you have to be here at 9 for? Oh, never mind.
Same reason you gotta be here at 9.
Wait, I can't because I might be getting drug tested. I don't want, in case I get drunk.
Then drink water.
Why would I do that?
Just go hang out.
The bar.
Go hang out.
I can have a couple beers and be sober in the morning.
I went to a bar on Main Street, and I was a DD, and I said, can I have a water? Bartender goes, we don't do that here. We're a bar.
That's crazy.
And I was like, well, I'm the DD. What? And she goes, oh, okay, you can have a water.
Oh, shit.
Wait, shout them out. Where were you?
It was Q's on Main Street.
Q's, yeah.
No, they were joking. She was messing with me.
Oh, okay.
I cannot wait to go to Q.
It's not that great.
I'm not a bar person.
It's club? Like... Yeah. The closest one by
us. Yeah. I'm a sit down guy. I like to sit at the bar and talk to my buddies, hang out, and that stuff. I don't like. Yeah, I mean, dancing's fun.
Nightclubs are fun when you're in the mood for them.
Yeah, well,
like I overall, I like JP's style, but like,
I like
whenever
to
we were in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'll tell you that story.
Fun. Which one? When Jeff. We lost Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're back on another truck. We never even got the food, but.
Oh, yeah. Well,
take the 314. We'll be right back.
Yeah. But we'll tell this, and we'll try and stay on track with food. We'll see. So, my buddy and I, we convoyed out to Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have another friend. I have multiple friends that lived out there. And
shout them out.
Oh, we had Drew and Hannah, and well, that was it. well, I knew
two people.
Yeah. Well, I knew a couple others, but, like, not well enough. You
to
know?
Shout out on the show?
I mean, I said I met them a couple of times. Maybe.
He don't remember their names.
Not really. well, there's a whole group. No, I don't.
Anyway.
So anyway, we went to the old Roxbury, which isn't a thing anymore. We were there for like one of the last weeks. We didn't even know it before they permanently shut down. But it's a nightclub, and I'm not going to go into the full story, but basically Jeff was pretty drunk at the end of the night.
Was this the night he found the pool table?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to skip that whole thing. It's not really relevant to the story. We get up. I go to Jeff, and it's about 2 in the morning, and I'm like, hey, we should probably get going. And he's like, okay, after I finish this beer. And he's got a beer bottle in his hand. I look at the beer bottle, and I'm like, dude, that beer is empty. He goes, oh, huh. So he stands up, and I'm kind of helping him because we're both drunk, and he just takes the bottle, either throws it or drops it or something. It shatters, right? And all these girls go, oh, my God. So these two big freaking 7-foot bouncers just grab us both. I'm like, oh, crap. And they have my card and my license upstairs. We're in the basement. They have it upstairs. I'm like, I need to get that back. So I like half sobered my ass up for a second, and I looked at the bouncers. And I was like, hey, I'm just trying to get him out of here. He's drunk. We're just trying to get him out of here, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of loosened his grip on me. I just fucking bolted. I'm like, good luck, Jeff. I just bolted. Because he had all his shit. I knew that his ID, he still had all that. So I'm like, whatever. They'll take you outside. I'll go cash out, and I'll get out and find you. So I run upstairs, go cash out, all that. Find Drew. We go outside, and Jeff's nowhere to be seen. We have no idea where he goes. It's like 2 and something in the morning in Charlotte. We're downtown. We have no idea where this dude went. Eventually, he answers his phone. And he's like, yeah, I'm looking at a barbecue place. Like, I don't know. So anyway, Jay, Drew and I went home, and I text Jeff the address. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to come home tonight, just Uber here.
And, if you want to come home tonight.
You want to come back. And, well, sure as shit, the next day at about 7 in the morning, he calls me. He's like, hey, I think I made it back. And I go down and get him, and we pass out to like 1 in the afternoon or so. And we look at his Uber history of where he went. And he's like, I know I slept somewhere in the grass last night. I'm not totally sure where. We go look at his Uber history, and he got the first 3 numbers of the address correct and the rest of it wrong. Uber 20 minutes out of the city to some person's house, slept in their front yard all night.
Oh my God.
And then got in Uber and came back. He also hung out with homeless people before going there. The barbecue place, he was hanging with homeless people. I guess there was a trash fire or a barrel fire or something going on. I think that was the barbecue he was referring to. And they were giving him stuff because we're in downtown Charlotte. He's wearing a fucking ripped off sleeve flannel, jean shorts. I mean, him and I walk in, they're like total hoosiers. So they're thinking he's homeless, giving him stuff, and he just orders an Uber and leaves. So, yeah, that was a fun night, and that was after we went wakeboarding all day, and the next day, I don't know what we did the next
slept.
Day. Well, we went out and did something eventually, and we ended up drinking on top of the semis that previous night and the next night, because we had flatbeds, and you can climb up the load real easily, and we parked in the parking lot. I'm not putting any names out here of companies, but in the parking lot of the receiver, and they're closed for the whole weekend, because we were out there for the weekend, and we just climbed to the top, brought some lawn chairs up top, threw them in on top of the load, and just sat there and drank beer. Oh, we just had them. I was over the road, I got the lawn chair with me in case I just needed one. I had a fishing pole on there, you never know.
You had a bike.
A what? A
dirt bike.
Yeah, I had the Grom. I had the Grom for a while.
How did your mom end up riding your Grom last night?
Well, I'm like, hey, you wanna ride the Grom? Because I said, when I first bought it, I'm like, hey, you want to learn to ride it? She's like, maybe after you break it a little bit more. And then, so now it's got a couple scratches on it, but, so I'm like, hey, you want to learn to ride it? And yeah, she didn't die. She did better than John.
John
about launched himself off the back, and he drifted and fell to the side at one point, and my mom at least stayed on it. Drove right into the neighbor's yard on accident, but that'll happen.
I almost died on that thing.
It went like, duh.
No, it didn't.
And that's Jack going, oh my God, I almost died.
No, it went a lot harder than that. All right, food.
All right, there we go.
Taste the 314. Hot takes.
Are we going to, okay.
Big man, we'll start with you.
What?
Your hot takes on food.
What do you mean? What's a hot take on? Give me an example.
Peanut butter sucks.
I like peanut butter.
What's a food you don't like that's, well, if you don't like anything?
One that I wouldn't like, at least a lot of people would probably call me crazy on, is crab and lobster. Not a fan.
Ooh, I love crab.
I love crab.
I've never had a lobster.
I haven't either.
Okay. I love crab, though.
Do you?
I like crab dip.
Okay, yeah. No, I can swallow it at this point. Let's just put it that way. But actually enjoying it, now.
It's interesting. Because I love crab dip.
There's not a whole lot. I didn't used to like shrimp. I'm starting to like shrimp.
Oh,
now.
Shrimp is so good.
Yeah. You want to go to Red Lobster and eat all you can eat shrimp? $20.
You want to do that tomorrow?
Damn.
Sure.
Birthday.
Okay.
You paying?
Hell no, I'm not paying. I don't have any money. Say a word.
It's a lie, but...
All right, Emily.
We all know the food Twinkies. Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't like Twinkies.
Really? Is it too sweet? Or
the thing is, I don't know why. I think it's just texture-wise.
Have you ever had fried Twinkies? That's what I was going to ask.
No, I've never had them
That's
fried.
That's a worse texture.
Yeah. Anything fried, there's a reason why they fry it. Like, it makes it so much better, I feel.
Have you ever had deep-fried water? Because that's a thing.
What?
There was a fair one time that did that. Deep fried water. They like They like,
holy crap.
They put like some thickening agent in water and then they literally just bread it and fry it. Because they like freeze the water first.
So it's
like,
ice. Fried ice.
Yeah. And then they fry it for about a total of
6 seconds.
Yeah. So it doesn't completely melt.
That sounds like something you would eat.
I mean, I'd try it. Don't get well, me wrong.
I would try that. I don't know what
they deep fry everything. Yeah. Like deep fried butter is a thing.
What are your.
I can see that. Just.
My hot takes of food I don't like?
I know you don't like chocolate.
Chocolate and steak.
Steak?
Steak.
Really? I don't love steak. I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite.
That's the two big ones. Chocolate I don't really like at all. I mean, I'll eat it. Like, I ate a Kit Kat the other day. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
But, like, just normal. And I like Hershey's.
Those hurt my
teeth. I mean, just regular chocolate. I don't Hershey's? Eat much of that.
Yeah, too sweet. Yeah. My teeth, I got cavities.
And then, steak I don't like.
Yeah,
I also
get those checked out.
I also don't like chicken pot pie.
What?
I've never had a.
I have had one for.
I love chicken pot pie.
It's been a long time for me.
Chicken pot pie might be the best kind of pie.
What? Pumpkin pie.
Chicken pot pie is better than pumpkin pie.
No, you can't compare chicken pot pie to a regular dessert pie.
Yeah.
Two different things, bud. Sweet and meal. One's a meal, one the rest are sweet.
What's the best dessert?
Ooh.
Because there's a one answer and it's very easy.
What is it? What's your idea?
Cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a solid option.
Cheesecake's the best dessert.
That Oreo cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh, I haven't had Cheesecake Factory in a long time.
I've never had Cheesecake Factory.
Dude, we need to get you out one.
We do.
You
hang around us enough. Actually, we don't go anywhere. Lucas doesn't ever want to go anywhere.
Those are.
I'll drag your asses out of the house then.
Dad came home. He's those, taking us out.
We'll kidnap Lucas and take him with us.
Those.
Lucas won't even go to Dairy Queen with me.
I would have went yesterday. I would have went yesterday. I told you I would have went with you.
What was that?
I told you. And then you went and got your big old ass ice cream cone from the Chick-fil-A.
Because I already bought that.
Yeah, well, I would have went with you. I thought that's where I thought you were going.
I went to go get my ice cream cone.
Have you ever had the fried macaroni and cheese balls from Cheesecake Factory?
I don't like those.
You don't?
I don't like mac and cheese bites.
I thought you were going to say mac and cheese. That should be the hot
JP's
take.
Mac and cheese bites aren't good. White Castle's aren't good.
I love White Castle.
No, but like Cheesecake Factory's are.
I about threw up when I had them.
Cheesecake Factory is a different
White Castle. Wow. You guys like White Castle?
I do.
It's really good. Yeah. Like
you like it because you like get your insides cleaned out, huh?
I'm pretty good at being stuffed up for a few days. So I can do. I'm a truck driver. I mean, I can. You know.
Yeah. White Castle will destroy me.
White Castle.
There's not really much food that just goes straight through me. There's really not much
beans.
Ooh. There's stuff that'll make me fart my ass off for a while, but I mean, I actually have to like go blow up a toilet. Not much.
Somebody blows up the McClure toilet every morning, and I don't know who it is. I think I do know who it is, but somebody blows that toilet up every morning.
Not by week. Oh, I understand that one.
Nobody knows who that is.
Bi-weekly? Okay, if you want to leave it, I mean, that's up to you.
I'll write it down and we'll see.
Okay.
I think it's fine. Nobody knows who that is, except for us.
Yeah.
And I even took me a minute to realize who you're talking about last week.
I know, yeah.
That's who I thought he was talking about, which is why I started laughing.
I don't know his actual name.
Good.
So.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that.
That's why I called Jacob Cinnamon. I couldn't remember his name. Someone's like, his last name is Jitterman. I'm like, Cinnamon? Jitterman. I'm like, I'm calling you Cinnamon.
That's why I called that one guy Housewife, because I couldn't remember his name.
Just Connor?
Yeah.
I got his name now.
Yeah, I call him Housewife. I still do call him Housewife.
So I'm going to call him.
Housewife?
Well, I talked to him once, but. I
talk to him all the time. How about underrated food?
Carrot cake.
Oh, my God. I love carrot cake. Yeah. Especially with the real.
I'm going with carrot cake.
If you use real carrots in it, too, it's so good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Like real carrots are.
If you're putting vegetables in a cake, it's not a cake.
I knew you were going to ruin it.
When you saw me sit up. When you saw me sit up and get comfortable.
Yeah, when you actually like stood up and like readjusted your position, I'm like, he's going.
He's coming to say something stupid.
No, if you
put fruit or vegetables in a cake, it's no longer a cake.
What? What do you mean?
It's not a dessert anymore.
What do you think about pies?
Pies are not cake.
No, they're not.
There's a difference.
Cake also, in general, sucks. Kind of
same idea.
But carrot cake is good. And cheesecake is good. But, like, regular, just boring cake sucks.
Cake is not good. Cheesecake's my favorite dessert.
It is. I'm going to eat it. It's different. Cake and cheesecake
are
different.
Well, they're two different things, though.
Yeah.
Cake's like a...
I know. I'm saying this, and I'm going to eat a cake tomorrow for my birthday. But
yeah.
Like, it's... I don't know. That's crazy, though. that you like? You say if you put, you don't like carrot cake.
I don't know if I've ever actually had it.
Okay, well, then you can't say anything.
Oh, you've never had it.
You can't say anything. You gotta have the real carrot cake with like real carrots in it.
Bring a duct tape next time. Just shut out your mouth when you say something stupid.
I'm the host.
Okay, well, I'll start talking.
Oh, God.
You've never had carrot cake.
I don't know, probably.
So good. You know.
Okay, well, then you're
I also don't like red velvet cake.
I was thinking about red velvet
cake. Yeah, I don't care for that.
Yeah, I mean.
Even though it's the same as vanilla.
I thought it was
red velvet's chocolate.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's totally different.
Okay,
spices,
we need to get
something.
Him away from the cake talk because Jack doesn't know.
Yeah, because that's all right, so let's go back to stuff he doesn't know about.
Underrated food, cheese fries.
So you perked up the other day when I was talking about that because at Steak and Shake I
he's
ordered
across the room.
Yeah, I ordered from Steak and Shake on
four chairs
it was on
down
Easter.
Tommy set up,
and I got a burger and my side I got chili because I was like I have another chili in forever and I know it's good, and then I saw they had cheese fries too and I was like I have an idea, so it all came. The girl that brought my DoorDash spilled my milkshake all over. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
anyway, I made chili cheese fries from Steak and Shake, and it was so good.
Want to stop?
You think about anything else? Other than getting food on the way home? Why do you say, do I want it on the way home? We drove separate. Do what you want. You have your own car.
Chili cheese fries. Go get chili cheese fries from Steak and Shake.
I do have my own car.
Yeah, I parked next to you.
And I got a chocolate chip cookie dough milkshake.
Ooh.
And it was so good.
I'm not a huge fan of hunks of stuff in my milkshake.
Cookie dough is amazing.
Because it doesn't go through the straw.
If you don't like cookie dough, you're weird.
I love cookie dough, but not in my milkshake.
It's super sweet.
But it doesn't go
through
the straw.
Well, Steak and Shake gives you huge milkshake straws. So it goes through.
I don't like Sonic milkshakes.
I don't like...
They're too thick.
I've never had one from Sonic. I'm not a big sweets guy. I'm more of like a salty guy.
I'm both.
It's like I don't do a whole ton of sweets.
I
like food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
You came
just
up
if
with
I have a choice.
Segment.
I did.
No. The only thing he like texted me today, he's like, we're talking about food.
That's true.
I'm like, what topics do we have?
I don't,
like,
I don't,
how is this planned? He goes, food. I'm like, okay.
Well, we had a guest scheduled that wasn't Casey.
Yeah.
And he had something come up. So we're gonna try to get him again soon, hopefully. But
I think my
we found that out last night.
Yeah,
I don't have much time to come up with anything new.
Yeah,
so I was like, well, we can always talk about food. It's all reliable.
I'm trying to think of my underrated food. Also, ice cream's overrated.
No, I was like, hell with.
I know. I just said I ate a milkshake or drank a milkshake. Whatever you do with it, but yeah, no, ice cream sucks. But I'm also lactose intolerant, so that doesn't help. But I don't.
Oh, my brother, yeah, he still eats it.
I mean, I still eat it too. I don't care. I also have just a gluten allergy, but pasta is my favorite food.
I had a blowing up the toilet.
So, yeah.
Story of my life.
Oh, boy.
You know it.
Oh, I know it. You want to tell the wonderful listeners about it?
Not really.
Okay, beautiful.
I mean, I feel like you set it up too much to
I have
not tell.
Stomach issues. And
I can tell it if you'd like me to.
Okay.
This dude is a world class, like, he could probably set records for how many times he poops a day. Not really, but it's like on average, like 12.
I'm no, kidding. It's not. It's like three.
It's like three or four.
That's still crazy.
Not
I mean, that's
like,
healthy.
Know his poop skelter or anything, but like on the phone, he's like, hold on, I got to poop. I'll call you back. Or like, we're out and about. Like, I'm about to shit myself. Hold on, pull over.
That never happened.
I know, but you know.
I almost did last night. But.
I know. You got close, I think.
No, I was fine.
You're like, oh, I got to go. Oh, no, I'm good. Oh, no, we're good, actually.
We were in the car and he was like, oh, what's wrong? I was like, Taco Bell.
Dude, Taco Bell. Dude, what'd you get?
Quesadilla.
Yeah, which one?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Nice.
The steak one's good. I know I really contradict everything I say, but the steak one's
good.
Yeah,
you really do. You know what food I think sucks?
Oh, can't wait.
Pork chops.
I choked
on
it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like
pork
chops. Pork
steak.
At all. Oh, I love. We'll get to that.
I choked on that once.
We're
going
to get to pork
steak. We'll
come back to that. I do not like pork chops.
Like,
is there like texture?
I don't like pork chops.
Like, what if they're, like, smothered in gravy
I've
or something?
I've never had that.
Well,
taste, texture, what?
I think I had it too many times to the point that I didn't like it
anymore.
That's
how I am with Salisbury steak.
There was, like, a solid 2 months where my mom made pork chops six times in 2 months.
I mean, I did that to myself with Slim Chickens when I was at Witte because I went there, like, twice a week. Every single week I got back, I'd go through there and, oh, yeah.
That's kind of how I'm getting to be. I'm starting to get that point with Cane's.
That's how I am with this.
Does that go there that much?
Lucas has another hot take.
Oh, God.
So that's how I am with this school. We eat the same things twice a day.
Well, you don't ever go to Evans.
I do sometimes, but again, they don't change their menu for 2 weeks at a time.
You go to Evans much?
No. So I've had maybe 2 times.
If you go.
It's a long walk over there.
I'm a sophomore. It's like close for me.
But no, it's like they don't change the menu except for every 2 weeks. So even then, if you go there twice
a day. At least they had different options.
What's Evans?
Yeah, it's all you can
eat. Not this building, the other one.
Oh, at the building, the food court kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all you can eat. For one meal swipe. Also, did you see that? This is totally off topic, but the presidential pickleball tournament they're doing?
No.
You get to play pickleball against John Porter.
Oh, boy.
The winner of that whole tournament wins a free meal plan for next semester.
That's a lot of money. Nice.
That is a lot
That's
of
like
money.
It's like 2 grand.
Yeah. So James is in it. Shout out James. He's in it.
Why we shout him out?
Why we said his name. Gotta
James,
just,
you better run.
I don't know who he's doing. I think he's doing it with Jay.
Who's Jay?
The guy that's filling in for me this week on the...
Casey, you want to play pickleball?
It's too late to sign up, but that'll be fun. Plus, it's Thursday from 2 to 4.
He's on the road.
And you're also on radio.
Do you pay not.
To 2 to 4?
In class, 2 to 4, buddy.
Buddy, you're almost on radio.
I'm on radio at 4.
Yeah. So.
Do you have to pay a fee to play against him?
Probably $1,700.
I don't know if it's actually against him.
The price of the meal pass.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bro, they raised housing like crazy.
$1,500.
They raised an extra $1,500.
Yeah, so my
room. What's that now? Like 67.
No, my room next semester is going to be $6,700.
Just for the room?
For the room and board, yeah.
And meal plan and all that.
And meal plan. Mm-hmm. $6,700. And then the tuition's $9,500.
A semester.
$9,500 plus $6,700 total.
Plus,
for,
I get health
for
plus,
4 months.
I get health insurance through the school, so that's another $2,000.
Not good insurance.
It's great.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Holy except the hell. Fact. Yeah, so it's about $20,000 a semester.
No, it's like
that's what I pay.
Boy,
it's like $17,000.
It's 20. That's what it literally says on my account.
9 and 6 is 15.
Yeah. I know. There's one fees. There's other fees that they randomly add on.
The one fee's dumb.
It's $1,000 this next semester.
$600 last time.
It's $1,000 now.
What's even? In
they don't
it.
Know. They never said. They said it's for
everybody. Like printing and
Yeah, they said it's for printing stuff. But no, you don't print, we get printing dollars also.
I've never printed here.
You get 100 printing dollars per semester. Oh, my bad. I'm not keeping.
Oh.
He didn't even know he said it.
Shit. I didn't break it.
I only printed a few things.
I had to print for Neil's class.
One of the releases. Having a release.
Yeah.
I forgot about that, and I had, I think her name's Jane.
The girl at the...
Yeah, I had her print it out for me, 30 seconds before class, and had Olivia sign it. It was a mess. Yeah. Me and Danny were running around trying to get signatures. It was a mess.
Your Coke commercial was really funny.
Maybe I'll post that on TikTok.
I mean, it's funny.
Our TikTok page is called We Don't Know Jack.
We don't. I'll tell you that. This group of people don't know shit.
I really don't.
Yeah, we're going to make a TikTok. There are four of us after this is done. Just promoting it. You need to post this when it's live?
Perhaps.
No, not perhaps.
Does that count?
I was going to say, that should count.
Yeah.
What counts?
The fuck tally.
Oh, yeah, there's two more to them. Yeah. Oh, it's four now.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, nobody would have seen it.
It's okay.
I mean,
I'm keeping it. And I said
we
it
gotta
myself.
Be authentic.
I'm holding up the middle fingers at Jack. That's what's going on. So that's why we're adding up the extra fuck tallies. Put one more on.
I still don't know about my underrated food. I'm really trying to think about
what place has the best cheese fries.
I don't. I'm not a cheese fries person.
Are you a cheese fry guy, Casey?
I don't need a whole ton because I usually eat while driving, and those are not a real fun one to eat while driving.
Dude, you know Freddy's?
Dude, Freddy's is a more...
They have good ones?
They're Steak and Shake. Well, I was trying to... I didn't know that they put all the cheese in the middle of them. I thought it was dipping. And I went to grab a handful of fries and... big old handful of cheese driving down Manchester Road. Trying to turn on a Manchester Road.
Oh, God.
At 2 o'clock.
There's this one place just set... I guess it's just not there. I think it's... It's Charlie's.
Yeah.
Like that sub place or whatever. Yeah. They got good loaded fries. I'll eat them even while driving.
I'm not a huge fan of loaded fries.
Yeah.
Loaded fries are better than loaded.
I like them
loaded over just regular cheese fries.
If White Castle had better fries, their cheese fries would be phenomenal.
I like White Castle fries.
I don't like
wrinkles. One thing I like.
You gotta dip them in something. They're not salty enough.
Well, cheese. You can get cheese on them. How about we do a little blind ranking?
One thing I like about White Castle is they serve breakfast all day.
Okay.
That is one thing.
Are they really?
Huh?
So, because White Castle breakfast is like real egg. You know, like McDonald's and shit use that frozen. Yeah.
That's the egg that
like
fucks me up.
Like they actually a cracked egg, put it on the thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real egg.
Yeah.
When you get it on there. It's pretty cool.
Isn't it? Wasn't real it founded egg. Here too? Isn't White Castle a St. Louis thing?
Is it really?
It was founded here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
Speaking
there's
of,
not a whole lot across the country. Really, there's a lot more here in St. Louis. Because
they south they do crystals. So
they do what?
Crystals.
Oh, is that like white? Is that
it is. It's there. I think it's from Tennessee South. They do crystals.
That makes sense because I've seen a lot of crystals down there. I never went into one, but
They said it's just worse White Castle. But I'm like, White Castle ain't all that good anyway.
Their sloppy joes are good.
Waffle House is a phenomenal restaurant.
What did you say?
True story, brother.
So I think Waffle House is a phenomenal restaurant.
It is,
especially the vibes. You walk in there at like 2 a.m. It's just you and 3 crackheads sitting at the bar. The waitresses are like half dead. There's one that's just way over energetic every time. The windows are foggy and it's hot and humid there. It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Well, beautiful. Hey, and it's really fascinating.
If somebody was smoking a cigarette cooking, you wouldn't bat an eye.
No, absolutely not. I watched them drop some shit in the ground, take it and just throw it back in the pan one time.
They
it's
have
like,
good
oh,
waffles,
hell
too.
Yeah.
They have good waffles.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude, I ordered a pancake at
they're
Waffle
four
House
bucks.
One time on accident.
What?
I walked into a Waffle House tired as all could be, and I'm like, and I ordered something. I'm like, can I get a pancake with that? And the lady just kind of stared at me, and I'm like, oh, I meant a waffle. Sorry, I forgot where I was.
You know, I don't think I've ever gotten pancakes at IHOP.
Really?
Yeah, I get waffles.
Yeah, I'm more of a waffle guy. Waffles I like them both.
What's the best topping for waffles?
Syrup.
No.
That's all I put on them.
Chocolate
and
chips.
And butter.
What? Ew, oh, no.
You don't like chocolate chip waffles?
I just told you I don't like chocolate, but also chocolate on breakfast food is stupid.
You're stupid.
That's fine. I'll take that. I don't.
Emily, back me up here, please.
It depends.
Much rather have fruit.
Lucas Shop. I have to be in a certain like mood.
Right.
Because it's like if I wake up, I'm like not ready to have like a mouthful of sugar and chocolate.
Oh, I'm always ready for sugar
so
and chocolate.
It's like,
well, yeah, mister, I want to go get ice cream at 9:30 in the morning.
Get over that.
If I'm having it for a snack, I'll be like, okay, sure. But I don't want to start off on like a sugar high.
I don't get sugar highs. I eat enough sugar that I don't get sugar highs.
Syrup. You're immune to it.
Yeah.
Syrup is all you should put on waffles.
I don't even use syrup because chocolate chips and
butter and just make it into a taco and eat it. Throw a lot of butter on there. I do at home all the time. I like to have a nice breakfast beer when I get up.
I knew you were going to say that.
So, no.
He told me one day. He said the day he knew his dad was disappointed in him, his ass walks down the steps. His dad takes a sip of coffee. He walks over to the fridge, sits down right in front of his dad, smiles real big, and cracked open a beer.
No, I didn't even do that. I just sat down with the beer at the breakfast table, not even thinking about it. It's 8:30 in the morning. This is when I worked for Witte, so 2 in the morning felt like 2 p.m. to me. It all felt the same because I was on such a random schedule.
You were on a bad schedule.
Oh, it was horrid. I mean, there was no schedule to it. It was just, hey, I'm up for 2 fucking days here, sleep for 3 hours here, let's do it again.
Bad like, one.
I'm going to put another one, but, you know, so, yeah, I mean, and even to this day, I mean, I know a lot of people like can't drink in the morning. I can drink in the morning, no problem, because my system's just fucked up, my stomach feels the same no matter what time of day it is.
Last year when we were at the river, you weren't there, but Brendan and Jude were there, and Jude shows up about 1 o'clock, and we were all not hammered, but we were feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
Macy hadn't almost drowned yet, but we were all feeling pretty good. And he could not get over the fact that we were drinking beer and stuff before anybody brushed their teeth.
Yeah.
When you're camping, nobody brushes their teeth.
No. When Jeff and I did our floating picnic table trip, I mean, I was standing in the river drinking by 9, so.
You want to explain that a little bit?
Okay, so my buddy, he's got a truck driver as well, Sunshine. He's got a floating picnic table, and it's the best thing in the world. It's just a standard picnic table, a little bit bigger, and it's got 6 barrels underneath it. And it floats, and we had a trolling motor on it, and we did a 2-day overnight float trip on it last year. And we're doing a 4-day trip this year.
Jesus.
But yeah, so we just pulled it up on the beach. Jeff tried making a fire for an hour and a half because we forgot the lighter. I passed out somewhere near the water drunk. I used a rock as a pillow. Oh. I brought like a pad, like a soft pad, sleeping bag. Got in it. I'm like, I need a pillow. I found this bigger rock, shoved it under the pad, said, all right, pillow. I'm out. Jeff went and slept in his hammock in the tree and realized the next morning he used the wrong clip. And the clip had just about snapped the party, would have fallen down the whole hill. gone much farther.
That would have been so funny.
So anyway, but I get up much earlier than Jeff does. So, I mean, I'm standing there. It's, you know, it's, and it's starting to drizzle rain, too. It's about 8:30 in the morning. I'm standing in the river. I go, well, time for a beer. And just, yeah, that's how it is. Had a breakfast. Bro. We went through 80 beers in 2 days between the both of us. So, and two bottles of water. Like, when I make one bottle each. That's all the water we drank.
There's water in beer.
Yeah, it's mainly
what
water.
Drinking? What kind of beer are you drinking?
We had Coors Banquet, Twisted Tea, Bud Select, and Yingling that trip.
And so none of those are even watery beers.
They are. They're all light beers. Coors Banquet's a little heavier.
No, I was thinking like Natty Light. That's water.
That's piss water. That's all that is. That's just water someone pissed in.
We got an Izzy in beer. On this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
No, Izzy likes Bush.
Yeah, Bush Light guy.
Somebody saw them last week switch that Red Bull out for a Bush Light. You're ready for your wedding.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, every week on the newscast, he just wears his wedding stuff.
His jeans and his suit
jeans
jacket.
And his shit kickers and his.
That's going to be his, what he's getting married in?
Same thing Big John's getting married in.
Oh, yeah. I figure I'll probably be the suit and tie, but the shit kickers will still be on underneath the nice pants. Oh, okay, it's not going.
You're going to break that chair.
Maybe.
Do you have any shit kickers?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
All I mean, I got these, and then I got black Converse. That's about it.
Also, I want to correct myself about White Castle. Started in Kansas, not here.
Close. Oh, did it? Kansas City or like middle of Kansas?
Wichita,
somewhere?
Kansas.
Wichita.
Back in 1921. And it was 5 cent hamburgers.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
Get a whole Crave case for a dollar.
Crave cases are good.
My dad ate a whole Crave case one time by himself.
That's easy to do, bro. The White Castle burgers, if you start
there's
eating them,
20
you can,
of them.
Yeah, you can
there's
shove them in one bite.
Yeah.
There's
Crave case.
Okay, he had that, 4 fries, and 4 sodas.
Oh, my God.
Him and his buddy, I want to say it was his friend Matt, they had a competition, White Castle eating competition. They both lost that day.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Jeff and I ordered $120 of White Castle drunk one night. Had to grub up to or DoorDash to us or whatever. A 30 thing Crave case, 20 chicken rings, a fuckload of cheese.
The chicken rings are the best thing.
They're
at White
so
Castle.
Good.
They are the
yeah.
best thing at White Castle.
We got through not even a third of it and passed out. And we talked to the driver for like 15 minutes too when he showed up. Right, hey, you want a beer? We got a fire. He's like, oh, I would, man, but he's like, I'm going home. It's like 2. It's like 1:30 in the morning at this point or something.
Was this at Jeff's house?
Yeah, well, no, he was a nice guy, the driver. I mean, we didn't like even hold him. It was actually a flowing conversation back and
you
forth.
You didn't have him in a headlock, like, so he talked to me.
No, okay. We weren't like standing in his way. I mean, he was talking just as much as we were. So
you said you wanted to do a blind ranking of what? Fast food restaurants?
St. Louis Foods.
Can we do fast food restaurants first?
Do you have some?
Well, I have a wheel. That way it's not biased.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. No, okay. I was a little biased one time we did it before.
Yeah. You tried to mess us up.
I did.
Also, by the way, before we do this, Freddy's is just a more expensive Steak and Shake.
True. Okay.
And Steak and Shake's better.
Yeah, I like this wheel of everybody get your phones out. We're gonna blind rank stuff. Yeah.
Do you want I can do it too in my head.
How do we do this?
He's going to say a fast food place.
Yeah.
And we're going to rank it. We're going to do 5 of them?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
That was so loud.
That was loud.
My phone wasn't working.
Just go on like your notes app or something. And
I had the one from the last time still up.
All right, let me. Yeah, this way. There's no bias in it.
Okay.
Takes a while to. Oh, that's.
Hey, look, I got some stupid sayings in here.
Okay, well, thanks.
God, don't say.
Here's to love, here's to honor, you know, that one.
Oh, yeah.
We love that one, yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
He'll tell you off.
Okay.
Huh?
Never mind. First one is Wendy's.
2.
Wait, hold on. What? How does this work?
One. Where would you rank Wendy's 1 through 5? You don't know the other 4.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to write them all down and do it later.
No, it's not how
we're
going
to do it right now?
Yeah, yeah. Without knowing, yeah.
I'm going to write them all down.
I'm going to go like in the middle and do 3.
I'm going to go 2. What do you think?
Oh, 5.
You don't like Wendy's?
Not a big fan. No flavor.
I agree. Wendy's is very overrated.
Their ice cream, though, puts them at 2.
We'll talk about, like, regular food.
No, their whole standard, menu. The whole menu.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'm going to go
never 3. Had their ice cream.
Their nuggets are good. Their Frosties are good. Yeah. Their fries are good.
Number 2 is Burger King.
5. I don't like Burger King.
I'm going 5, too.
Going 3. I like their chicken fries. Their buffalo sauce.
Their chicken fries
their
are buffalo disgusting.
Sauce. I've never had them.
Their chicken fries are so good.
Yeah, they're good. Well, their buffalo sauce is some of the best buffalo sauce I've ever found, like anywhere. Yeah. I mean, the rest of their food may suck or not. I don't know. I just dip it all in buffalo. Oh, yeah.
Number 3 is Chick-fil-A.
3.
Okay.
I don't really like Chick-fil-A that much.
I'm going number 4 because even though I literally had it for dinner tonight.
Lucas has a bag sitting over there he didn't throw away.
Yeah, Lucas, go clean up your
I trash. Will. I won't forget it. Don't worry.
But
ew, this one like, sucks. Okay.
Everyone here at London Mode gets Chick-fil-A at least I mean, 2 times a week.
They have yeah, they have almost.
I don't.
They have 1,000 orders a day at their Chick-fil-A.
I get it once a week. I need to get a. I'm going to get a burger tomorrow.
But like. I feel like they're
out of pretzel buns.
Once I graduate, I'm never going to go to Chick-fil-A again.
I don't really ever.
Oh, when I graduate, dude, I'm never going to Chick-fil-A again.
Yeah.
They're, for maybe ice cream, I might, but that's it. Well, their frosted lemonade is really good.
Casey, where'd you put it?
4.
Arby's.
4. I have my 1 spot left.
I put it at 2.
I actually would put Arby's at like...
As long as I don't get something stupid here.
I'm a Lions Choice fan.
Yeah, yeah buddy. Yeah,
so good, I'm a Lions Choice. I will not
what
go
was that face about?
Yeah. Lions Choice sucks.
What?
Lions Choice.
I don't know.
Cheese fries. Lions Choice is delicious cheese fries.
Really? I've never had them.
They're phenomenal.
My friend works there, and she gets like a 55% discount.
Dang.
I might just hit her up and be like, hey, coming through the drive-thru.
Put me up.
Beyond the mic when I'm there.
Number 5 is Taco Bell.
Yep. 1. Yep. Number 1. I like this list. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, Burger King. That's how I'd rank them.
I don't know if I would put Taco Bell as number 1, though. I'm not a huge taco fan.
Like,
they have other stuff.
Yeah, like I
with
like
that list, I would.
I like the sit down Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't like the white people tacos. The white people tacos, I don't do.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
What, you say white people tacos?
Yeah.
Which is Taco Bell. Or the real, like, spruced up fancy tacos you go on, kind of like the other side of white people tacos.
Like Del Taco?
Del Taco's not that fancy.
Yeah, it's
I don't
not
like
that
it.
Fancy.
It's like a,
there's some places, like, old Mexican restaurant, you look at the menu, and it goes like, they got those, like, fancy taco holder things, the soft shell, it's all the fancy crap. Like,
they do that? I forgot what taco or restaurant
JP's does that.
I never had their tacos. I don't. Yeah, but like some places do it real fancy.
Oh, okay.
There's also a reason I haven't ordered JP's tacos.
I wouldn't get those either.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have seen them. It's like, yeah, those are those.
They look
the
good.
Same kind I'm talking.
They got shrimp
I'm
tacos.
I'm talking the kind where like you go in and you're the only white person in the restaurant and you order and it's a big old Whopping burrito and it costs like $4 and it comes out in like 12 seconds. That, oh, yeah, sit down Mexican food. Hell yeah, big old thing of beans and my God, yeah.
Big old thing of beans.
Margaritas and I get tips. God.
I let's do it one more time.
You can do it again? Yeah.
Oh, another one.
One more time. Because there's different restaurants on this one.
Yeah, real good.
We're going to start.
Hold on, I got to rewrite my list.
Okay.
All right.
Rallies.
I've never had it, so 5.
Yeah, I haven't had that either.
I just had it yesterday.
Well, aren't you cool?
It's so good. Yeah, dude, they have the best fries in all of fast food.
I've heard it's good. I just never went.
What's wrong with you?
Jack's doing Pilates.
My leg's cramped up. Yeah. I got a Charlie horse in the back of my calf.
Ugh.
You got to jump on the leg.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Bojangles. I've never.
Who
is
it? 4. I've never heard of that.
That's a Southern.
Here's the thing.
He would know about it.
Bojangles is phenomenal. I don't go there because the workers are so freaking dumb. Out of the 10 times I've been there, they've got my order right twice.
Did you take the semi truck through there one time?
I did take the semi through the drive through one time. Yes, I just the cab. My buddy took the whole truck and trailer through one time. I just took the cab.
Who did that?
Because I walk in, and I'll monitor myself on this speech. I go in there. It's attached to a gas station. And there's like 20 freaking workers in there. And the door's locked. It says, low staffing. We, you know, you drive through only. I look at it, I'm like, there are 20 of you dinguses standing in there. I'm like, I don't think you're low staffed. You're lazy. So I'm like, all right, fuck. I went and dropped the trailer and just drove the damn side. Pull up next to the thing, jump out, and just, hi, can I have a... And, you know, come to the window. And that, I will say, and, you know, like three or four of them coming in, go like, oh, my God, he took the semi through here, walked up to the window looking at me. And that, I will say that was one of the two times they actually got my order correct.
Yeah.
The other time was the first time. I always like to get the sausage, just a plain sausage biscuit, put pimento cheese on it. It's so good. The amount of times they either forget the sausage or the pimento cheese, or they just put cheese. But he's like, so you want cheese? I go, no, pimento cheese. All right, cheese. No, pimento. Oh, you want the special cheese. If that's what you call it, sure. Comes out, I think she forgot the biscuit or something. I don't know. Like, my buddy, I shit you not, he ordered a chicken biscuit, add egg and cheese. They forgot the chicken and the cheese. We gave them an egg biscuit, and they forgot the fries or bow rounds or whatever. They forgot that too. And him, and he goes up to the manager and talks to him about it. And then him and the worker who made it got into an argument. He's like, I know I put those on there. He's like, well, you clearly didn't, because I didn't just throw it away and come up here and bitch for no reason. I'm here.
Wait, was this somebody I know?
Nah, Florida man.
Oh. I've only heard that Bojangles is like peak chicken, or it's like really overrated. I've never heard anything good in the middle.
We've done two, right? Good.
What?
We have two done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Make a noise when I did that.
No.
But if we're just talking flavor, I put that at one.
Wow.
Whoa.
Service though.
Have you ever had their? They're like,
it's like Steak and Shake. I love Steak and Shake, but I don't go because if you go, it's like going to a fancy restaurant. You may as well expect to be there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
We ordered a thing of onion rings one time. The dumbass brought us out just a plate of onions, not fried, nothing, just onions. This is Eureka Steak and Shake.
I missed that place so much. It's Super Smokers now. Man, I missed that
place. And he's
like,
oh, do you want me to bring these back? I go, no, I start eating the onions how they were. And he brought them out, our freaking regular ones.
All right, next one.
Jack in the Box.
Two.
I'm putting Jake in the box because that's what it went to. I don't feel like fixing it.
Jack in the Box is two. Where are you putting that? You guys got to talk.
I'm going two.
Two?
Because I feel like...
I wish we could have gone there last night.
One's going to be in the middle. One's going to be like... number one.
Yeah.
There's something better than Jack in the Box.
I put four. Not a big fan. Yeah, also haven't had it in a long time.
The Tiny Tacos I think so good.
They're good, but the rest of it.
I think 40 of them one night.
the two that are Hold left, on. You're going to like.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, I feel no, like.
I wasn't okay after that.
I feel like that toilet was not okay.
I expect that from him.
It was like on that SpongeBob scene where it came crawling out of the bathroom going, help!
Pretty much, yeah. That's my first hangover is what happened.
Number four, Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
Am I?
Three or one. I'm going to put it at one.
I know you love them, that ice cream and them chicken tenders.
I do.
I might with
the
gravy.
I'm going to go three because a lot of times the chicken sucks.
The gravy's good, though.
The gravy's so good.
Three on it.
I'm going to take a risk and put DQ at one.
I'm going to put it at three just because they're so hit or miss.
Ice cream selections, which kind of bumps them up, but I'm still putting them at three.
But they got that snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard.
Wait till you hear what just popped up for the next one.
Is it Cane's?
No.
Well, let them
Am
say
I going to be mad? That
it depends. It depends.
Let's hear it.
Culver's.
I'm oh, no!
Okay, mine's in right.
That would have been my number one. Messed up my whole list.
I got it, too, and that about puts it right.
It's because Culver's is pretty much just like Dairy Queen, except their burgers are better, and they have ice cream both.
And they have good chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Their milkshakes are a little thick. Well, it's like a malt or whatever.
They're expensive, though.
But they are expensive. But
that's worth it.
It is good.
My friend, met him in high school, lived here his whole life, moved to Ohio after high school, and anytime he comes back, he wants to go to Culver's because they don't have one in Ohio.
Really?
Like, it's strictly, it's like Midwest.
Yeah. It's like, I looked up a map. It's like Midwest. I found one in Florida. I'm like, there's like a few in Florida. And it's like a spread out here and there. But, yeah, it's mainly Wisconsin's got a fuckload of them. But,
yeah. If I ever move from Missouri, like, yeah, I'll miss my family and friends, but God,
I'm trying to get out of here as fast as I can.
Right. That's the thing.
I love Culver.
So let's talk a little bit about St. Louis foods.
Let's do it.
All right.
What's have you ever been to the best St. Louis only food? There's a couple things it could be.
I really love toasted ravioli. I do too. Thin crust pizza is really good. The St. Louis style.
With the Provel cheese.
With the cheese that's not FDA approved.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Gooey butter cake. Gooey butter.
Pork steak.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is. Can we consider St. Louis style ribs a thing? Because that would probably be my number one.
Yeah, those are good.
I'm going to say St. Louis. It's a cut.
It's a special cut.
Yeah, I don't really know the difference. But
it's just the way they cut them.
Toasted ravioli is hard to beat.
Yeah.
I ate almost a whole box of it on Easter.
Good.
Jesus, Murphy.
I ate like 7 deviled eggs, which was also painful.
I was on the phone with them, and he's like, I had some deviled eggs. Gotta go poop now. Talk to you later.
It happened. I hung up on him. Like, I gotta go.
Usually you just talk to me while pooping.
No, I don't. It's you.
Oh, I've called you while pooping.
You like to send pictures while you're pooping.
Yes, I do. I'd be like, look at this. I don't see nothing, but you can clearly tell I'm taking a nice fat dookie. So I don't even describe the smell to you.
No, we're done with that.
I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
I don't think there's bad St. Louis food.
No.
We invented the ice cream cone also.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, they did.
What's better, gooey butter cake or gooey butter cookies?
Cookies. 100%.
I think cookies. Because they're different. They are different.
There is a restaurant on the hill that I really want to go to. There's a restaurant on the hill. I don't know what it's called. They have 80 different flavors of gooey butter cake.
Can we go there?
We might need to
make it. Can we go there?
Flavors?
Yeah, I think it was like, eight.
Son, I should have beaten you more.
We need to make a trip.
Yeah.
I think it was 80 or something.
Do a podcast about the gooey butter place. Yeah. So we're on flavor 78 currently. I might. Oh, I have 911 on standby.
I don't know if it's actually 80, but I remember it was like 50. It was up there.
Jesus, that sounds amazing.
I mean, I think the cake and cookie are so different that they I don't know if I can really compare them.
Let's rank the five then. Pork steak, toasted ravioli, gooey butter cake, gooey butter cookie, and Emo's pizza. Or Emo's style pizza.
Toasted ravioli is top.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's that or Emo's pizza.
I'm a Cecil Whitaker's fan.
Huh?
I'm a Cecil Whitaker's guy.
It's cheaper and it's better.
That's what I always say.
It's cheaper, so it's better.
But the one by my house is still up and going. So.
Where's that at? Is that Manchester?
Manchester.
Yeah, there's literally a restaurant called...
We'll go there.
Jesus, Murphy. You want to go everywhere tonight.
There's a restaurant called Gooey Louie's Gooey Butter Cakes. And it's...
Where's it at?
There's one in Creve-Coeur.
That's not far from here.
There's one in Creve-Coeur and one in
Cleveland. Field trip.
Let's go.
Let's just take the mics with us.
Everybody hop in the truck.
I'm going to look at their menu. Hold on. Let me look at their menu. Ew.
Hop in a drunk van.
First one that popped up was key lime pie gooey butter cake. That sounds disgusting.
I'd try it. I mean, try anything once. That might sound a little good.
Do they have a website? They do.
Are they going to pay us if we try and sponsor all of them?
That'd be nice.
They have live from Gooey Butter's Uncle Louis.
We have 2 followers. I mean, I think this would be well worth your time.
We have more than that.
We have 0 currently.
We're still recording right now. This is the first episode. We're not live yet.
We got 0 so far.
It's true.
It is ridiculously expensive.
We go up there before we even host, that means we got 0.
Yeah.
30 individual sizes of their gooey butter cake. You can have it shipped to you.
How about that?
It's $140 for 30 individual servings.
If we all chip in $35,
we could do it.
That's not much.
Imagine a Taste of 314 segment with all gooey butter cake, with 30 different gooey butter
cakes. That'll be on YouTube Live one day.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. I'd be down, to be honest.
You got to get rid of one thing of the five.
Pork steak. Oh, I'm getting rid of pork steak.
Toasted ravioli, gooey butter cake, gooey butter cookie, and Provel pizza. Gooey butter cookies. You getting rid of the cookies?
I love the cake.
I think I'd get rid of the cake.
I'd get rid of the cake, too.
Like the cake better.
I like pork steak too much.
I'll be honest, I've never had pork steak because here's why. My dad is like the grill master, but he does not know how to make it. He's never even tried making it.
So you're not a part of the pork steak army?
I wish I was, but I'm not because I don't have the credibility.
Pork steak.
I do not have credibility. I've never had it. If you want to try it, I just don't know like where to go.
Do you guys know what the pork steak army is?
Nothing really around here to think about. Let's just say like small diners and whatnot, but you're not gonna find that around town. I mean,
my grandma makes good pork steak.
I'm gonna need someone to recommend me. Like,
I don't know where to go.
A barbecue place.
I had a good one in Fort Wayne.
Well, hey, we
could get like drive for a pork steak.
Yeah, I'm not
Fort Wayne, Texas,
Indiana.
I just show up. I'm like, I'm here for a pork steak. from Missouri. What?
It's a six sampler pack, and it's got six different flavors, and it's $35.
We need a couple more people though.
Well, if we get like two of these, it'd be $70 for 12 flavors.
Good God, that's a lot of money for cake.
Do you get to pick the flavors?
I mean, we got
to
do a YouTube stream.
It comes with them. It comes with them.
You come back for that one.
For what?
Taste a bunch of
gooey butter cake.
He would go while I'm driving and set a camera up on the dashback. All right, here we go.
I'm not gonna eat that whole day and just save up for.
Tell them about how you eat Burger King while you drive.
What do you mean?
Are you eating nuggets while you drive?
Oh yeah, I mean sauce in one hand, you know, nugget in the other hand. You just kind of have your wrist on the steering wheel. I mean.
He's a professional.
I've eaten lasagna while driving. I eat pizza all the time while driving. I've had burgers, burritos, you name it. I've eaten them while driving. Soup and salads is a different story. I haven't tried that one yet.
Soup, you can drink it.
What?
Soup, you can drink it.
You could.
I'm not a big soup fan, though. Well, not.
Best kind of soup.
You got to have like chunk soup, like
chicken tortilla soup. Ooh, I love some broccoli cheddar soup.
That's good too.
I'm going with
our cheeseburger soup. You ever had that?
Cheeseburger soup.
My mom
soup
makes
that?
The best chicken soup.
Yeah. Like, something my mom makes.
Memory from my childhood and now makes the best kind.
Hell yeah.
And I will die on that hill. Damn. If anyone says she does not make good chicken soup,
you got to bring some in.
You're not my friend.
We're going to fight.
Yeah.
You got to bring some in.
I'll bring some in.
Okay. I realize we need to go to the store.
It's true. Because
for six. Servings to get shipped, it's $32. To go pick up one, it's $4. So it's way.
We're going there.
It's way.
How big are the pieces?
They're not, but they're. It's enough for us to try. You know.
I feel like we should do this. Next time you come in on studio, you pick them up on the way.
Maybe. Well, you know me though. I'll be late because I was laying in my underwear in my bed until like
10 minutes
4:30.
Before. Brandon sent me something the other day. He said he's on farmer time. I'll be there soon means I'll be there in 10 minutes or be there in 3 hours.
Oh, they got gooey butter cookies in different flavors, too.
Which one you want?
Cookies!
You want to do cookies?
I think we got to mix. Do like...
I think we need to do this.
Six pieces of cake and six cookies.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're going to get fat that day.
Well, I may as well just bring it all. I may as well get a whole freaking pizza and toasted raviolis. Good for all of it.
What I'm thinking, a segment down the line, is there's a lot of international students at Lindenwood that haven't had St. Louis foods.
Yeah, and we wanted to try it, like buy it for them and let them try it.
Not even international.
I like that.
Out of town people.
Yeah.
Just out of town people.
Like, yeah. I know a few people from Chicago that have never had Emos. Count. They've never had Emos.
I love deep dish.
Yeah, they
I
can't like afford their deep Emos. Dish up there. That shit's fuck freaking. I'm trying.
So you're at what?
It's
10?
Soup.
You're at 1?
I'm at 1.
I'm at 0.
Yeah. Well, I have more tallies than that on here. I don't know. Man.
Deep dish is like soup, though, pretty much. It's
lasagna.
Yeah, soupy lasagna.
Have you been to Pie Pizza before?
What?
Pie Pizza downtown? Off on I think it's on Cherokee Street.
Like with the real thick crust? Oh, no.
It's like
I've
this
seen
big.
Them up around Chirac, and I just don't get them because it's like, I'm like, ah, I don't like the damn crust. I like the topping
and shit
on them.
I've had deep dish one time on a field trip in Chicago, and I actually liked it.
Okay.
I thought I was like, oh, so proud from St. Louis, I'm going to hate everything Chicago. But I do hate the Blackhawks.
Hate
go
the
after
Cubs.
Me for saying that. I'm a
oh,
Blues
no,
fan.
I agree.
Don't like the Cubs. Don't like the Bears.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Deep dish pizza, I'll give them a little credit on
you
it.
Went on a field trip to Chicago?
Yeah.
We did too.
It
That's how me and him became friends, really.
Really?
That's when we started talking.
Yeah.
Because I knew you, but we weren't friends.
Oh, yeah.
Until Chicago.
Yeah, did we room together?
No, we sat next to each other on the bus.
Yeah, I remember that. I
and we got in a fight about that. Oh, that ever happened?
Man, I just keep scrolling through this damn menu and I keep finding other things. They got gooey butter bites we could buy.
Is it cheaper?
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay.
It's probably like one.
It is though. We could still cut it. You don't want to get super fat and just eat a whole piece of
cake. Well,
I mean,
have you met this side of the table?
I have, yeah.
Did you hear what? Did you not hear? I had the worst heartburn when I woke up today.
I was, before I came, I've been given many speeches and lists by Jack of stuff I can't say because if you know me, not a whole lot of a filter on here. So I've been doing pretty good. I've only said, I'm going to get another one.
A few times. And I don't know other like ones.
14.
Yeah, you've said it 12 times now.
That's pretty good for me.
So 14 total.
I mean, it's kind of like an adjective. I mean, describing something, you just throw it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not 14 is not bad for an hour and a half.
See?
Has it been that long?
It has.
It's been an hour, hour and 40.
Hour.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to listen to this whole thing.
You're not?
I don't know, maybe.
You can tell all your trucker friends.
I got nothing better to do.
Tell your trucker friends they got shouted out in it.
I don't know. I don't want them to hear this shit.
Why? You didn't mention anybody by name.
Couple. But anyway.
You didn't say their actual name.
I don't like to listen to it anymore.
What do you want to do? I don't know how long you want to go. Do you want to try to get to 2 hours or what?
I mean, you got time, Casey?
We got to try to fill it. We got 30 minutes.
Well, we can fill it. Just God knows what we're going to talk about. That's the thing.
Well, we'll find something.
I mean, food, you can always talk about food. But well,
you asked a question, and I don't think we answered it like always. What? So I don't know what you asked. I forgot, but it was something it was something about food.
What was it?
Was it the if we can get rid of one thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all answered that. Yeah.
He said cookies.
I'm getting rid of the cake.
What was the list again?
It was all the
pork steak. Raviolis.
Okay.
I was going to tell my pork steak story. Can I tell my pork steak story? Okay, so Father's Day, my whole family was there when I was four, me and my twin brother.
You were four?
I was four, yeah, or five. And everybody was there. It was before anybody. My family died there. And I always got to bring it up, you know?
We get dark so fast.
I know. But, yeah, we were there. We were in the basement of my grandpa's house, I think, and I started choking on pork steak, and it was like actual choking, and
that looked a little sexual. What
and nobody moved. My family, my older brother was sitting next to me, and then my four-year-old twin brother was next to me, and nobody moved in my entire family until my mom realized that I was actually choking. She did something. My older brother tried to beat me in the back to try to get it out, and that didn't do anything.
I bet not.
And then she had to give me the Heimlich, and it came right out, and I shot it across the room.
Oh, wow.
And, but they thought I was joking. They thought I was joking. I wasn't joking.
No.
So I have never choked again. Almost. I choked on almost nerds one time on a bus.
On a bus.
Going back, in like seventh grade, I had nerds. I was eating them, and I laughed because somebody made me laugh, and I inhaled nerds down my throat. Yeah.
I almost choked at Red Robin like a week ago.
Oh, Red Robin's so good.
I was eating a burger with onion straws on it, and they're stringy.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah. And I had to like spit it back out and not die.
Do you want to rank candy?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll try to find a candy thing real quick.
What's the best candy, Casey?
Oh, yeah, you don't like peanut butter. Reese's is by far the best.
Three Musketeers, baby.
Ew.
No. But that's you don't boring. Like chocolate.
No, but I'll eat some. I'll fuck up some Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta add that.
My mom loves Reese's.
That should be the title. I'll fuck up some Reese's.
Oh, you said it.
There we go. We got our point.
I'm winning still.
Yeah.
I'm still at zero.
You're not at zero.
Yes, I am.
I should have like, categorized
it. I'm making it up for you.
Huh?
I'm making it up.
You have made it up for me.
Candy generator. Okay. There's a spinner for everything. We should have just done this before.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do five again. See how we rank these things. Let's see what comes up. I can't even read these.
We should blind rank curling legends.
Curling
what?
Legends?
What?
You heard me.
No.
You mean the dads who go and throw blocks on ice?
And they do this?
Yeah, no, we're not rating curling.
Isn't like no. number one is M&M's.
Three.
Oh, I got him for this.
Eminem, you mean Melina, Johnny Nitro, and Joey Mercury?
You gotta think. You gotta think all the types of M&Ms too, not just the basic.
Yeah, I'm with three.
Wait, oh, so like the peanut.
It's all of them. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I got a bag of pretzel M&Ms sitting on my chair at home.
Ooh, they're so good, sweet and salty together. I'm really weird. I love savory and sweet too together. So like, dude, I ate chicken and literally.
Oh my god,
Jack!
Speaking of choking,
I ate chicken and put Hershey's chocolate sauce on top of my chicken.
What?
Are you uncivilized, bro?
It was so good. Yeah. You're also the one that told me to dip my chicken sandwich in icing today.
Shut up. I forgot about that.
He was like, dip your chicken in icing. It's good. And I'm like,
what? I mean, you never know. You never know. I mean, you could know if you don't know. If you do, I mean, I don't know.
True.
All right, next one.
Mars bar.
Five.
Those suck.
I can't think of if. If you the have last time I've had them, I can't think of
yeah,
it.
If you want to think of it, I'm yeah. pretty at five.
What?
I'm going to.
What? I'm going to five.
It's just bedtime. Young,
what?
It's your bedtime.
It's bedtime. Tell you what. I mean, I only work till like midnight, but I'm tired now. When I'm not working, I'm tired.
Well, you'll wake up when you're driving.
This isn't even candy, maybe. Really.
Almost but
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, four. I hate those.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of them in my backpack.
Of course I mean, you they're do. Good, but it's what not does that like. Make? Can't Nothing. Take like a handful of them. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm not really. Yeah.
I like when you can put them in a cup and take a shot of them. Like M&M's or Skittles.
Like a Jell-O shot?
I love Jell-O shots.
Why was I thinking the same thing? I'm like, what do you mean?
You like Jell-O shots?
I mean, I've never heard of someone taking a shot of a Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher.
Like Skittles or M&M's.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
I don't think shots of Are you open solid. Up
the, you know, the little pack of Skittles?
Yeah.
Or Nerds, you know.
Oh, that kind of shot.
Like you take a shot of.
Down ahead.
I thought you meant just like swallow it whole. I'm like,
no.
Good.
No.
Lord.
No, that's how you choke.
Yeah, yeah. I was curious.
Number four is Starburst.
Two.
Yeah. Starburst are so good. Especially the extra juicy ones.
Starburst flavored Jell-O shots are really good, too.
Okay. People hate the yellow Starburst.
I don't like
oh,
it.
I don't what, like it.
What's your them. Favorite color?
Red.
Pink.
Pink. Yeah.
Red, yeah. Then followed by pink.
Okay.
I don't like... What, dude, it's giving me the same ones. There's so many on this wheel, and it's spinning the same ones over and over again. Oh, my God. It's literally landed on the three that we've already done.
We got one more.
You can just pick
it. How is it doing this? It's landed on M&M's and Jolly Ranchers three times in a row.
Well, just close your eyes and open whichever one you look at.
Ah, there we go. Got it. Oh, this is a childhood candy. It landed on Pop Rocks.
Oh, I don't like those. Yeah.
It's one, unfortunately, but I don't like
yeah,
those.
Yeah, it's my number one.
I put it for two. But
they just made Oreos one. With Pop Rocks.
M&M's.
Yeah.
If I could reorder it, I'd go M&M's, Starburst, Pop Rocks, Jolly Ranchers.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
There's enough on here to do it again.
Long time.
They made Pop Rock Oreos. They just came out with Pop Rock Oreos.
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
You eat it and then you open your mouth and you can hear it.
One time we gave my dog Pop Rocks.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
Oh, God.
You are sick and twisted. See,
okay, it was me and my brother.
I thought he was bad.
Oh, you don't know half the things about me.
No, we just met you 3 weeks ago.
Well, true. Maybe this is a perfect opportunity to bring some stories about her.
So, it was my old dog, rest in peace, Ruby, but my brother and I think it was after Halloween, we had a bunch of the, like, Pop Rocks packets, and we weren't gonna eat all of them, and as a joke, my brother put some on, like, a little toy plate and put it on the ground, and my dog started eating it, and I'm, like, sitting on the floor, and I'm like... I hear them popping in my dog's mouth. And she was, like, trying to spit it out.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, I feel so bad. But this is, like, insanely funny at the same time. And then my mom found out we were doing it. And she's like, stop.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, no, we're in trouble.
Right.
We fed the dog popping candy.
The watermelon flavor is the best.
Of what?
Pop Rocks.
I haven't had Pop Rocks in years.
Neither have I, but I'll always remember the watermelon or the green apple.
Dippin' Dots?
They still sell. I just told you about Dippin' Dots. I'm in the mood for Dippin' Dots, and I'm going to get them on Sunday at Busch Stadium.
I haven't had them in.
Want to go get some?
You want everything tonight?
Did you
also remember, we did drive separately. You can do as you
please. I think it's down south.
You want to drive me?
They have.
No. Why? Because you want to drive you halfway home to come back here to go home? No.
They have Dippin' Dots stores down south.
Down south,
like,
where?
In like Florida, when I was in Destin, Florida.
Oh, they do.
They have a Dippin' Dots store.
Yeah.
That's all they have.
Especially near the beach and stuff.
Yeah, it's where we were. And it was like right near our hotel when we stayed there a while ago. I hope we go back there this summer.
I always see them like at, like, you know, like Bilkins games or something like that. But I forgot the actual.
That's crazy. I ate a cookies and cream one, I think. They're so good. Mm-hmm. We're going to start again.
All right.
Milky Way Galaxy.
Two. Those are so good.
I had a feeling you would like those. I don't know why, but you strike me as...
I mean, regular Milky Ways are better, but...
I'm going number four.
That's the dark chocolate one, right?
Galaxy, yeah.
I'm not a huge, like, dark chocolate.
Neither am I.
Yeah. I love dark chocolate.
Yeah, there's... I
think you love this one. Twizzlers. Are you not the one that likes Twizzlers?
One.
Oh, so you are the one. Yeah. Okay, ew.
That's number five.
Yeah.
I do not like licorice.
I can't spell Twizzlers.
I don't know.
Like, to me, there's no flavor.
Damn, I already used four.
Like,
Twizzlers, there's flavor. I don't know.
I love
it. It tastes like rubber to me. Like, I don't.
Really?
I don't do licorice.
What do you guys think about black licorice?
Gross. I hate it.
Yeah, I figure you're not. It. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's
what Jaeger tastes like.
What?
Jaeger tastes like. Like
beard is, what'd you say?
Jaeger.
Oh, I don't know. I've beard. I drank a lot of Jaeger one night. I haven't had it since. Beard. I was like 19, so.
Laffy Taffy.
Ooh,
this three. One, this list is interesting.
I used four and five.
I'm going to go.
I would have put Laffy Taffy over Milky Way.
But I'm not a big fan of anything you got to chew for like forever.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to go two. Because I feel like there's going to be. Yeah, we banana, need some bad ones. I don't do the banana.
Ew. That's the best kind.
I love the banana one. Yeah, that's my favorite. No,
I don't like bananas.
Maybe I should stay away from that side of the table.
I like
this side of the table, the right side of the table.
No, you're not.
They sell bags of just the banana flavor.
I know.
Yeah.
Which are gross.
I mean, I like the green ones, too. I
don't
like
chewing for too long. You know?
I don't like chewing for too long.
Skittles.
Dang. Four.
Honestly... My number one candy. So I'm putting it at number one.
I don't like this list at all.
Oh, no, this list sucks.
No, I like all these candies.
Oh, you just don't like your list. Okay, yeah. I got it. They're all similar, I feel like. There's Smarties.
All five. Those are disgusting.
Wow. And they're one, and I love mean, Smarties.
They're not bad.
Chalk.
They are kind of chalk.
Okay, yeah. did you ever... Chalk when you were a kid? When you were in school, did you ever have the kid that... The teacher would hand out Smarties.
And they would break them up and snort it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two types of people. People that didn't do it and people that did. I never did it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw anyone
I saw
do
a
that.
Kid snort the sour stuff off an Airhead strip one time.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Wait, what?
At a football,
snort that shit
I was at a high school football game in like 8th grade. And then some kid was running around. He snorted the sugar of the sour stuff off of an Airhead strip.
I'm not gonna lie, this is stuff that had I known about, I probably would have done it when I was younger, but none of us. I never saw anyone do that.
You ever huff glue?
What?
You ever huff glue?
No, should I? Is it good?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I've heard it's fun. I don't know. No.
What?
Like that one guy said the one day, I gotta stop huffing glue.
I think that was Michael. I think.
I don't know who it was. I couldn't tell. We were doing a newscast and, somebody in the control room, we can hear him go, I got to stop huffing glue. Do you want to do one more of these?
I'm thinking, what if we do, like, different, like, types of food? Like, cuisines, I mean. Like, Mexican food or Chinese food or something. Okay. Because there's a wheel for that, so.
See what wheel of food.
Oh. That should be the segment.
That's what we're playing right now.
Number
one. Welcome back, everybody, to Wheel of Food.
Wheel of Food.
For the future, Wheel of Food.
Oh, yeah.
The place is every game.
We're bringing a real wheel in one day, though. You got cameras?
Not yet. We will, though, one day.
We get cameras. So.
That'll be next semester, but yeah.
I'll wear my boots.
We only got 4 weeks left, so we're not getting cameras.
You're not
this summer, Casey, we're building the wheel.
Oh, okay. Real good.
A wheel of food.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
We got a few weeks left.
Well, like we can get a dry erase wheel. And
we
can
put whatever we want. Pretty
there's one on Amazon I think you buy for
I'll make a wheel that can't even get in this door. We got this.
That'll be on location. We'll go outside and do
some
TikTok.
No, we're just shoving it in some different way now.
All right, Lucas, what do you got, buddy?
It started off with American food, which
one.
Is...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Remember, history.
Yo, I would literally put that shit at 4 or 5. American food sucks.
Burgers, baby.
They suck.
Pizza's Americanized.
In comparison to... In comparison...
Is it not?
Why did him that look?
Pizza, I mean...
It's Americanized, buddy.
The pizza here...
You know where pizza came from?
Italy.
Yeah, but you know who like made, you know who created pepperoni pizza?
Mr. Pepperoni?
No, Canada.
John C. Pepperoni?
Who?
John C. Pepperoni.
John C. Pepperoni?
You know the guy that invented the toilet's name is John Crapper?
That's awesome.
True story.
I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I don't know if it's true. It's what my grandpa always told me.
American food's the top because history, this is a quote, history started July 4th, 1776. Everything before that was a mistake. quote off a show.
What show?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, I had a Ron Swanson. Bryce Harper hit 3 home runs tonight.
Yeah, should have bet on him. Chinese food.
5.
We're going to have opposite lists here, buddy.
I hate Chinese food.
Why?
I like crab rangoon.
I'm going number 4.
I love crab rangoon.
Or 3.
Chinese food is good if it's done right, but it's normally not.
I like
I like the
Americanized Chinese food. I like orange chicken.
I mean, like, panda's good, but like,
I like
I wouldn't call that Chinese food.
Yeah, I would not call panda.
Yeah, but going to like an actual like
Golden Walk or
something. I used to
you go to Golden Walk ever by you?
Well, we played, not, what am I saying? When I worked somewhere, I used to work just down the street was a China One. Oh, it was so good.
We got ourselves some Italian food.
2.
That's 5.
What?
What?
I like it, but I have a feeling I don't know what the other two are going to be. But I think it's going to be my. I'm not. Like, I like pasta, all that kind of stuff, but like, I don't.
You're counting on Mexican
first.
And.
I'm counting on Mexican. That's. Close. Anyway, I'm
going number 3.
Okay, number 3. Well, Mexican food is next.
3.
2.
1.5.
What do you have as 1?
American.
And then number 5 is going to be Indian food.
4.
Oh, I love some Indian food.
It's actually good. I
can't handle the heat.
I had if number 5 left. I've never had Indian.
They have one right next
getting
to campus.
It from
I don't
a
know.
Restaurant is
like
my neighbors are Indian. They make really.
I can't
bad.
Do a lot of heat.
I can't.
So
either.
I don't know what I would get from.
Yeah.
Well, that Indian restaurant right across the street.
Yeah.
They have 5 different heat levels from no heat all the way up to. They call it
from
Indian.
Even their highest.
Yeah. They call it.
What my neighbors will tell you, even like the hottest you can get in a restaurant around here. Nothing compared to real Indian.
Well, dude, I love spicy food, and I got like the 3rd one, which was like kind of hot, and my nose was running by the end. I was like, "This is
my
crazy.
Nose was running from mild wings the other night."
Dang, I love hot food, but they do they have no heat option there.
My neighbor is just eating jalapenos.
So if you ever want to try it, go ahead. Their hours are really weird though. Their hours are like 5 to 9, and that's it.
That's weird.
It's really weird.
Oh, weird.
I think you might get Linwood discount there also.
I'll try.
You get Linwood discount at the Emos too.
Not much.
10%.
Off anything or off just regular priced items?
Off anything.
If you're using a coupon.
At Emos, you said?
I don't know. You probably.
I don't know. Let's go over and find out.
You get 10% off at Gingham's too.
You get 10% off, so it's still $100.
Yeah. Emos is so expensive.
The other one that popped up was Japanese food, but I feel like.
Nope.
Yeah, same thing.
Japanese and Indian?
No, Chinese, I mean.
Oh.
No. Japanese
and Chinese.
I got another statement there, but I don't think Jackson.
Also, Thai food. It's all the same thing.
I
Thai
don't like
food
any of that stuff.
And Japanese food.
I mean, it is all a little different. Like, I know Vietnamese is just a little bit different and stuff.
Vietnamese food.
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese.
Is that not the right word?
What? Vietnamese, right?
Not Vietnamese. Okay. Beautiful. We can do that as soon as we're done.
Yeah. Like, which, I want to. It's work. This is a minute or an hour and 54.
I might upload it straight from here on the bus route tonight.
On the what?
On the what?
On the all bus right. route?
Bus route. It's a podcast hosting website.
Oh, I thought you meant you're taking the bus home or something. I'm like, what?
It's a long bus ride.
I'm like, yeah, you're getting a car here.
So bus, how much you paying?
20.
Okay, it's $20 a month, and it you can put your podcast on.
Y'all better start chipping in.
Y'all can you can put like your podcast on like 17 different websites. Hey, that counts. You can put it on like 17 different websites. You want to put our podcast, the other one is on like even iHeartRadio.com. Yeah,
I'm gonna do all that.
It's on there, yeah.
Nice. All right, well.
Oh, is that it?
I think so.
I wish I could burp.
Wait, do we want to talk about the tally real quick?
Yeah, we can wrap it up with this.
The fuck tally?
So Casey was told to watch his mouth today. They're pretty good. Here's the results.
So in total, it was 16 times for all of us.
Oh, so that's shit. 12 from Casey.
It was 12, 2, two. And 2. Jack, you did really well.
I won, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are we playing golf or like regular sport? Regular sport, I won, so.
It's good.
Well, Casey, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
We'll see you again. You'll be back next week?
Probably.
Yeah, you'll be back next week.
We'll all be here.
It'll probably. Be a good time.
Yeah.
Our next episode will probably be out. This episode will come out soon.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, you deserve a cookie because, you know.
Gooey butter. Would,
don't worry,
cookie.
I'm not listening yeah. to the whole thing.
So with this show, with this bad. Group of riffraff we found in the basement one day.
Yeah.
Emily, we've known you for 2 weeks.
This is going on the third week, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
And nice. Somehow you're doing a podcast with us and
don't
great
know
time.
How, but
Lucas,
yeah. I'm here.
I see you too damn much.
Yeah, and it's going to get only worse, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be staying the night at my dorm next semester on Thursdays.
So I don't have to drive home and then drive back in the morning.
Because I'm getting a single room finally.
It makes too much sense to not stay.
Yeah. It's offering. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I offered kind of by accident, but then I realized, like, oops, shouldn't have done that because now I can't say no.
Oh, you can tell him now.
No, it's okay. I mean, it really doesn't.
I know. Mardi Gras.
Doesn't bother me.
No, actually, you were working and I got off.
Yeah, I did. I took off and then I took it back.
Oh.
Because you said, I'm not
working. My route got canceled. I just went home.
Yeah. So, well, I thank you guys for listening today. We had a great time. We'll be back next week with another episode. We got a guest next time, I think, if he decides to come on. He's really funny, and him and Casey will be hilarious together. So, good night, everybody.
Stay hot.